Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Day 11 of the Iran war. President Trump says Operation Epic Fury is progressing more rapidly than expected. He predicts it will end soon. As the BBC's Hashyar Jonadi reports, Mr. Trump is also threatening Iran with a fierce response should it disrupt tanker traffic through the Strait of Hormuz.
In response to this gesturing from Iran, President Trump has issued a very strong and angry message on Truth Social, in which he's warned that if Iran stops the flow of oil from the Strait of Hormuz, it will be hit 20 times harder than what it has already been hit with. And then it added that Iran will face with death, fire and fury in such case.
The president says the U.S. was forced to take action against the Iranian regime because of its refusal to abandon its quest for nuclear weapons.
They were starting work at another site, a different site, different kind of a site. And that was protected by granite. They wanted it protected. Granite's pretty good, but they wanted it protected by a lot deeper. They wanted to go a lot deeper, and they started the process.
Which the president says had to be stopped. Iran, meanwhile, has been firing more drones and missiles at Israel and Gulf Arab countries. Gas prices continue to rise. As of this morning, AAA's national average, gallon of regular, $3.54, and that's up 6 cents a gallon from yesterday. California's average, $5.29 a gallon. Federal Aviation Administration briefly grounded all JetBlue flights because of a request from the airline. That ground stop lifted early today after about 40 minutes. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures so far have been in positive territory. The Dow futures are up 202 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 117. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This is Dennis Prager for AmFed Coin and Bullion. There's something about the feel of a gold coin in your hand and the way the light reflects off its intricate details that has always captivated me. Nick Grovich, AmFed's owner, turned that same passion into his livelihood. Nick began collecting coins as a teen, and that interest grew into a nationally respected business offering only the finest quality coins at the most competitive prices. But the truth is that although Nick is a rare coin dealer, he doesn't believe in rare coins. Rare coins do not make sound investments, but they do make dealers a lot of money. See, that's part of what I respect about him. AmFed specializes in buying non-performing numismatic coins and turning them into gold or silver investments that provide liquidity and perform competitively against the market. Whether you're buying or selling, call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. AmericanFederal.com.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
A little bit of fog around the area as we get underway. It's not widespread, but some areas are getting some fog, so be prepared for that. The good news is, as we get started right now, we're clear. We're all good to go southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels, 95, and right next door at 895. The lane's clear. Traffic is moderate right now. One wreck if you're coming out of Frederick southbound on Interstate 270. The wreck is just south of I-70 at Route 85, and as of 10 minutes ago, was blocking two of the southbound lanes. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. We'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got another bright and sunny and warm day coming up with highs headed into the mid-70s. Partly cloudy and mild tonight, actually, with lows falling back into the mid-40s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
43 degrees in White Marsh and 42 at Joppatown. At 6:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Maryland Democratic congressional leaders say they found no detainees inside Baltimore's ICE field office during an unannounced visit. Monday's walkthrough came just days after a federal judge ordered strict limits on how many people can be held in the facility because of overcrowding, health concerns, and poor conditions. Lawmakers said they were given no explanation about where the detainees were moved and described conditions inside the Fallon Building facility as inhumane. They say they'll continue pressing federal officials for answers and more transparency as their oversight efforts ramp ramp up. And Baltimore police are releasing the name of a teenager shot and killed Friday in North Baltimore. Investigators say 16-year-old Jathon Day was found with a gunshot wound inside a home on West Old Cold Spring Lane around 6:30 p.m. He was taken to Sinai Hospital, where he later died. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 975, the pick 4, 6686. 6:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
This is Gil Kuda, a registered rep with Aegis Capital in Timonium, Maryland. My opinions are my own. Please remember that our discussion will be for informational purposes only. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Listen every Sunday afternoon for On the Money with Gil Kuda, where we will review general financial topics like retirement, 401ks, IRAs, Social Security, retirement, and other financial matters. You may contact me at 410-230-1820. That's 410-230-1820. Remember, On the Money with Gil Kuda every Sunday at 5. This program is for educational purposes only and not intended to provide investment advice. Consult with your investment advisor before engaging in security transactions. On the Money with Gil Kuda is back every Sunday at 5. I'm looking forward to being back with you to answer your questions every Sunday at 5. Reach me at 410-230-1820. 410-230-1820.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 605 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys at Sparnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Day one of free agency in the NFL yesterday, and there are now 7 former Ravens scattered around the league, including 3 to the Giants, a pair of tight ends, and a Pro Bowl center. No longer a Raven, Tyler Linderbaum, 3 years, $81 million to the Raiders, $60 million guaranteed, the highest paid interior lineman now in NFL history. To the Giants and John Harbaugh go Isaiah Likely for $40 million, Jordan Stout for $12 million, and Ardarius Washington 1 year for $3 million. And then John's brother Jim joins the frenzy, having Charlie Kohler for the Chargers, 3 years, $24 million. And finally, Draymond Jones to the Patriots. And late last night, per ESPN's Jeremy Fowler, Aloy Gilman to the Chiefs. World Baseball Classic last night in Houston, Mexico, and the U.S. of A.
Strokes on the other way. Back towards the wall. There it goes. Aaron Judge strikes first for Team USA.
Adam Amin had the call on MLB TV. Judge's two-run shot and a three-run bomb from the Red Sox. Roman Anthony was all it took. 5-3 USA. The Americans 3-0 in pool play. Coming up in 30 minutes, Gunnar Henderson rides the pine. And that is Stein on Sports.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the Comfort Guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the Comfort Guys that you can trust.
From Columbia to Germantown, from Fort Meade to ABG, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland.
I just got 3 things to say. God bless our troops. God bless America. And gentlemen, start your
top of the morning to you once again. Welcome back, Casey and Company, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Hartford County, the right choice for Maryland. Tuesday, March 10, 2026. I am Sean Casey, and coming up in this hour, another juvenile disturbance, this one at White Marsh Mall. And a Baltimore County councilman says, how do we fix this? The president updates us on Iran. He says, combat operations are pretty much complete. So we'll take a look at that. But our top story here today, Maryland Democrats trying to pay a surprise visit to the ICE detention facility in Baltimore yesterday. The entire Maryland congressional delegation, with the exception of Andy Harris, showed up downtown Baltimore at the Fallon Building, and there was nobody there. The holding rooms were empty. All that left were some mattresses. Where some of them took a nap. No, not really.
But they should. In any event, they gathered right outside to the microphones and began launching on ICE, the Trump administration. And the fact is that there are law enforcement agencies that are tasked with upholding immigration law.
Cruelty is the objective. Terror is the objective. Unlawfulness is the objective. It is fear that is driving these decisions. It's trying to redefine who we are as Americans, as people, by using fear to split us apart.
We do not want this here. To our immigrant neighbors, for you to remember that we will always have your back.
They say they understand the ruling from last Friday. They're still looking through it. That ruling also required ICE Baltimore to do medical screenings within 12 hours of people who come in. We've seen almost 40 people die in ICE custody last year. So the least they can do is make sure that they address people's urgent medical needs.
Hi, the voices of the Maryland State Senate President Bill Ferguson, Mayor Scott, and Senator Chris Van Hollow, a.k.a. Margarita Man. So they are, again, this was a court ruling he was referring to as a judge, a Biden-appointed judge on Friday, saying that this ICE detention facility was inhumane, it was cruel, unusual punishment, that they had to clean up their act. But the DHS is basically challenging that opinion by this judge, I think her name is Julie Rubin, as I said, Biden-appointed judge, DHS, saying that illegal aliens in custody are provided food, water, blankets, and hygiene products. The ICE detention facility has higher detention standards than most U.S. prisons that hold actual U.S. citizens, including access to comprehensive medical care. So now that Biden-appointed judge is in a hot seat after the DHS fired back at these false claims about the ICE facility. Once again, looks like this is an activist judge putting politics above everything else. There were Senator Angela also Brooks. She was there as well.
This is the second time I've had an opportunity to come to this particular facility, and each time it makes the hair stand up on your arms. This facility is unfit even to house animals.
Today we will introduce a bill in the Baltimore City Council to ban private detention centers from Baltimore. There is nothing just about packing people into private prisons and detention centers. There is nothing just about flying our neighbors without trial to a gulag in El Salvador, Senator. There is nothing just about having a federal black site in the middle of our city where people lack access to food, decent medicine, and a toothbrush, where they can't speak to their own families. And let's also be clear, our immigrant neighbors are not a blight on our city, they are a blessing.
Yeah, they're a blessing, all right. The criminal illegal alien. That's Rachel Morin's family and Takara Thompson's family and Keila blessing. Hamilton's family. If they're blessed by these, first off, Ivan Bates did warn them, bring a toothbrush. Secondly, did she just admit she has hairy arms? Senator Angela Alsobrooks?
It sure sounded that way to
me. Yeah, all right. Well, that would make her the hairiest senator since Barbara Mikulski.
Oh!
6:13. Traffic. It's a tough crowd, folks.
Wow.
Traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update here is the king of all traffic, who has a little bit of a respite this morning.
So far. But let me just go on the record and say that was not my opinion of Barbara Mikulski. Because when I saw Barbara, I said, Barbara, please stand up. She said, I am standing up.
That was your opinion. That was not my opinion.
Wasn't my opinion.
Yeah.
It was your opinion for show.
It was your opinion when you said stand up.
Anything said here will incriminate you, not me.
Oh, that's how it works, is it?
Yeah, that's what it says on the contract. That's okay. What it says. 50 westbound. Everybody's good. The Bay Bridge, no fog right now. Very nice through Annapolis. No fog in there. Three lanes westbound, two eastbound. We're good over to Ritchie Highway, Severn River Bridge, and the ramp at I-97. It'll be a little while before the backup shows up at I-97 at Route 32. Beltway looks good. JFX is clear. Some areas kind of north and east is where I'm seeing most of the fog right now, and maybe a little bit on the eastern shore. So, again, we have to factor that in. The wreck coming south from Frederick is now on the shoulder. Was on 270 southbound at Route 85. A little bit of a backup still there, but getting better coming south from the ramps at I-70. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. All, if you like yesterday, you're going to enjoy today. Tomorrow, sunshine, mid-70s today, mid-40s for the low tonight. Tomorrow, staying in the mid-70s with some sunshine. The scattered showers could move into the area starting Wednesday evening, so we might see some rain and cooler temperatures by Thursday, to say the least. Right now, 47 and clear in Owings Mills, 45 in Annapolis. Time for some one-liner news for you today. President Trump says he will soon sign an executive order that will fix college sports. And as you might imagine, college basketball referees are upset, saying they're the only ones that can fix games. Just saying.
Wouldn't Charlie Ekman be proud?
Wouldn't he? Miami Dolphins have released their one-time franchise quarterback, Tua Tagovailoa, and will absorb his remaining salary of, wait for it, $99 million.
Yeah.
Huh. Dolphins living up to the name. They're underwater financially.
Holy.
Uber's women-only option. Have you heard this, Pete?
No.
Uber's women-only option has gone nationwide. The feature allows female passengers to be matched with female drivers. I think it's a good idea.
Good idea.
Yeah, I mean, it would definitely deter some.
They're calling it Boober.
Boob the Boober.
Fox News founder and gazillionaire Rupert Murdoch celebrated his 95th birthday at a star-studded bash in Manhattan over the weekend. When he was asked how things were going at the five, he says, well, that's about how many times I get up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom.
That was coming.
Nice. Tell him to get rid of Jessica Tarloff.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Gen Z is turning to grandma hobbies like crocheting and needlepoint in an effort to spend less time on their phones.
I think it's a good idea. Anything to spend less time on the stinking phones.
Apparently they learned this on Instagram. Here, Travis Kelce reportedly decided to return for another season to play for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Oh, good.
14th year. It was either that or stay home with all the cats. A little Taylor.
But ain't like he needs a paycheck.
That's right, Taylor Swift humor.
He's wearing a paycheck.
Sad news, if you've ever seen the band Boston live in the past 20 years, you saw their second lead singer, Tommy DiCarlo. Yesterday, he died of brain cancer. Now, Tommy was the band's second lead singer to pass. Brad Delp, you hear all the time on the radio, he's the one that he died in 2007. He was only 55, and Tommy was 60.
Wow.
He had one of those amazing rock and roll dream come true stories. When he was only 43, he was working at Home Depot. He wrote and sang a tribute song for the Brad Delp of Boston, along with a few Boston covers. He sent a MySpace link to the band, and the founder of the band, Tom Scholz, invited Tommy to perform at a tribute concert for Brad, and then invited him to be the new lead singer.
And that was it. Wow. That was it. That is a-
now, what's really weird is that both Brad and Tommy died on the same day, March 9th.
No kidding.
Yeah, crazy. Oh. You ever have any of those late night munchies? You've been out, you've been partying, you've been dancing, whatever the case may be. You want to go someplace to eat after hours? Sure. There's now a new poll out. And which area, what dining spots in Baltimore are the best for night owls?
Well, mine's gone. It was a Belloc.
It was the Belloc. Yeah, Belloc was a big one. Double T. Mm-hmm. I remember years ago, of course, Pimlico, many, many years ago, people would go to the Pimlico. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, Steak and Egg was always a favorite right on Rice Road.
Steak and
Plague.
Yeah.
It was always good.
It was called the Tottle House.
Yes, another good one.
Yep.
But Valentino's made it, and that is, of course, right there in Hartford Road.
That's a classic. I forgot about that one.
Yeah, they're open until you can get a crab cake, plate of pasta, or breakfast until 4 in the morning.
Ooh, that's
Valentino's.
Perfect.
The Honeybee Diner in Glen Burnie.
Oh, the Honeybee. We did some business with them many years ago.
They're open 24 hours. Yeah, a full menu. And they've got a nice, comfortable booth there. Coffee always flowing at the Honeybee. Mm-hmm. But the top vote getter was Frazier's on the Avenue. That's Hamden, right? West 36th Street.
Right.
Yeah, so that's, and that has been around since the 1980s, and people love the food there as well. Kind of a
some heavy duty stuff, crab cakes and all that stuff, 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. That'll help you. Yeah, that'll help you.
It's like by 6 o'clock, it's. You know.
Yeah, that's a little tough, no doubt.
All that beer and all that liquor coming out.
What was your favorite place, Chuck?
We used to go to Double T.
Double T, yeah. Double T was good.
And Catonsville.
Yeah. Right there on Rolling Road.
Yep, Route 40 Western Boulevard.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's always a hot spot, no doubt about it.
Yeah, I used to go in there and get pancakes and, you know, sugar up and then go home.
That's right. And then be wide awake for the rest of the morning. All right, see you in a couple. Appreciate that. You can join us here 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680 as we watch Maryland Democrats. There's a shock poll out that says, who do you think's more popular, ICE or Democrats? And we're going to share that with you in just a second. And proof, once again, the Democrats are worried about ICE, and they are trying to get illegal aliens to vote. We've got the audio evidence of that coming up in just a second on Casey and Company.
Now, here's the Mangione Minute.
The Baltimore County Council passed legislation tying their pensions to future salaries, which in some cases would nearly double their pensions. The legislation was done without regard for Baltimore County taxpayers. All three Democrats currently running for county executive supported this outrageous money grab until the citizens of Baltimore County found out. Now the council is in full retreat, not because they thought the pension raise was wrong, but because they got caught. Baltimore County taxpayers already pay too much in taxes, yet the money grab continues. To make it even worse, the county executive was talking about potential tax increases. The pension increase was a terrible idea. The proposed doubling of council member salaries is a terrible idea. It is time taxpayers came first. If the current Baltimore County Council wants to do the right thing, they should immediately repeal the pension increase and freeze council member salaries at current levels.
Listen for the Mangione Minute every week on Talk Radio 680. WCBM.
Lorian Harmony Hall opened a unique memory care program this year called Harmony Park. Lorian Harmony Park features an indoor setting that looks like an outdoor park space. It is a sensory neighborhood that is meant to offer wayfinding and other unique features to our residents to help them navigate their day. For more information, visit LorianAssistedLiving.com or call 410-531-6000.
We've learned to listen.
Listen for the news at the top of the hour and again at the bottom of the hour. Then back to the top for more.
That's why it's important you listen to us.
Listen for the news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
6:42, and we just heard Zeke Cohen, the city council president, moments ago saying they're going to pass a bill that would prevent private immigration detention centers. With this new legislation, the city zoning code would use this to prohibit private companies from operating detention centers. Cohen said the law cannot affect federal facilities like the Fallon Federal Building. It would only block privately run centers like the one that was just opened up in Hagerstown. Councilwoman Odette Ramos, who is an Open Borders Reconquista, said, quote, "This racist, white supremacist, misogynist federal government is just not welcome here. We're taking these actions very clearly to send that strong message." And my President Trump, my message to Odette Ramos would be, if the federal government is not welcome here, federal money is not either. So I would pull the plug on all federal dollars coming to Baltimore City as long as these idiot moron zealots in the Baltimore City Council are running the show. All right? Do it on your own and let Baltimore fend for itself. They don't need federal help, right? Okay, let's see what happens without federal help when it comes to crime fighting and everything else. I mean, let's place it. Infrastructure's in the toilet. The SAT scores now in the toilet. Graduation rates in the toilet. It is sad to see what's happened to a once proud, great, beautiful city under Democrat ruin and destruction. 6:23, traffic weather on the threes. Once again, the update with the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
695 on the west side, still clear. No issues right now. 795 down to Frederick Road, still pretty quiet, but building on the Parkville side. JFX inbound, as you might expect, very quiet from Ruxton Road all the way into downtown. I'm going to say this very low. Still clear. Both the tunnels still clear. No problems. Keep it that way. Nice and calm. Nice and easy. A little more traffic. Southbound 95 in the Fort Mac. 895. A little busy after O'Donnell Street. But all the lanes are open. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast. Sunny mid-70s today. Going to be another gorgeous spring-like day today. 47 right now in Columbia. 47 in Pikesville. I'm just wondering, where are the Democrats? Why aren't they showing up at DJS? the Department of Juvenile Services, or the Department of Human Services, where 16-year-olds were placed in hotels by themselves to commit suicide, or all the foster care children who have been abandoned, abandon all hope, ye who enter, again. So where are they on the DJS and the DHS and the State Highway Administration and all these other state agencies that have squandered our tax dollars, where we were promised audits by Governor Tax and Spend More, but he has delivered squat. Now, Democrats not too interested in showing up where they actually misuse and abuse taxpayers' money. Here we're getting what we paid for. We're getting illegal aliens removed from our midst. And of course, they oppose that. Why is that? Well, I think we've stumbled on the answer here. This is the minority leader of the House, Democrat Marxist Hakeem Jeffries, kind of giving it all away here, what the plan is for illegal aliens this come election in the fall.
Completely and totally out of control group of people. It's the reason why we are in a DHS shutdown right now, because Republicans have refused to agree to the type of bold, transformative, meaningful, and dramatic reforms we are demanding in order for the Department of Homeland Security funding bill to move forward. And I won't go through all of the demands, much of which we've talked about repeatedly in the public, but one of those demands is keep ICE out of sensitive locations. And we've defined that as schools, houses of worship, hospitals, and polling sites. We want an explicit prohibition that ICE can go nowhere near any polling sites in the United States of America. It's one of our demands. We're not going to bend on it.
Polling sites. Polling sites. Polling places. Why would the Democrats think that, I mean, after all, they keep telling us illegal aliens don't vote in elections, right? Illegal aliens can vote in elections, right? Well, why would they want ICE kept away from polling sites and polling places? Because they know that they vote. They know. And they, they're dependent, frankly, upon it. New poll out by NBC. The Democrat Party has a lower net favorability rating than the president, than the Republican rivals, and yes, even ICE. The NBC News survey, again, no conservative polling group. 30% of respondents had a very positive or somewhat positive view of Democrats. 52% were negative or somewhat negative. Their overall net rating is negative 22. Who fares better? President Trump, negative 12. The Republican Party, negative 14. ICE, negative 18. And then come the Democrats at negative 22, way down the list. In fact, the only the nation of Iran with a negative 53 rating drew a lower net rating than the Democrats of the 14 name-tested people and entities. So Democrats want to abolish ICE, but ICE polls better than they do. Does that mean we should abolish the Democrat Party instead? Just asking for a friend. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can join us here this morning. You can email us, am680wcbm.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app, which is available right now as well. Here's Marty. He also thinks that Maryland Democrats should show up at the facilities where we house our Utes. That would be DJS. That's a good point. And as a surprise visit by the Democrats and their media allies, and to Mayor BS, release the Monzi files. Yeah. Show up at these safe streets locations, because there's nobody ever there either. And that's something probably the Democrats already knew. So maybe we should rename the ICE detention facility Safe Streets, because there's nobody ever there at the safe streets locations, obviously. So I just look at this thing right now, and it's something where the Democrats, they're hypocrites. They don't want them held. Now, again, that's a holding facility. That's not a true detention facility at the Fallon Building. But when you want to build true detention facilities that can house temporarily these illegal aliens, they oppose that as well. See, they just want them running wild and open in the streets, putting us all at great risk. My friends at Rescue Natural Supplements wanted me to remind you that, you know, everybody should be taking and fish oil, which is what it's called. But it really is an essential fatty acid, or omega-3 is the proper name. And again, it does so many different things. It helps with chronic inflammation all over your body, with your vital organs, with your joints, wherever there's chronic inflammation, omega-3s help to reduce it. It helps reduce triglycerides, the blood fats, which contribute to a higher cholesterol score. And you don't want all that fat running in your blood, because obviously that is not healthy as well. It helps with skin tone, helps with memory. There's so many things that essential fatty acids do that we don't eat enough of in our diet. That's why we supplement it. Right now, you can buy one, get one free. Use the coupon code OMEGA50. That's OMEGA, O-M-E-G-A 50-50. When you call 1-800-26-ALIVE, 1-800-262-5483, or go online at res-q.com. Buy your Omega. It doesn't matter which bottle, which formula. They're all available right now at res-q.com. Use the coupon code OMEGA50. And it is 6:30. Let's get to the latest news headlines once again with Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. MTA police are investigating a deadly early Monday morning crash on 95 in Baltimore City. Police say a motorcycle ran into the back of a tractor trailer in the southbound lanes near the O'Donnell Street exit at around 5:15 a.m. The motorcyclist died at the scene while the truck driver was not hurt. A bill raising wages and boosting benefits for thousands of security guards across Baltimore is now law after being signed by Mayor Scott. The measure requires employers to match either federal contract standards or the citywide average for pay, health care, and paid time off. City officials say the law will improve conditions for roughly 4,500 workers, many of whom currently earn $15.80 an hour. The bill, praised by union leaders, aims to reduce high turnover and help security officers better afford basic necessities. Fox 45 reports that Baltimore City firefighters responded to a fire at an occupied residential home in the 3500 block of Garrison Boulevard shortly after 9:30 on Monday, according to the city fire department. The department said all occupants were evacuated. Firefighters knocked down the visible fire and continued to work on hot spots. And city public schools confirm a 16-year-old fatally shot inside of a home over the weekend was a student at Mervo High School. The Baltimore Police Department identified the victim as 16-year-old Jathan Day. Officers responded to a home on West Old Cold Spring Lane in North Baltimore around 6:30 p.m. Friday after a report of a shooting. And student outcomes continue to decline in Baltimore City public schools. Despite record high funding, SAT scores in Baltimore have hit record lows. This year, taxpayers will give the school system about $1.9 billion. 6:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
High five! Up top!
Dave's company just got the 5-year price lock guarantee from Comcast Business.
Yeah!
It's 5 years of gig speed internet, advanced security, and a great rate that won't change. All from the company with 99.9% network reliability.
Heck yeah!
He hasn't given this many high fives since Deborah brought in her famous banana bread.
Yes!
The Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee. Powering 5 years of savings, powering possibilities.
And it's hurting, but I am not stopping. Woo!
For a limited time, now through March 29th, switch to Comcast Business to lock in your rate for 5 years and get a $500 prepaid card on a qualifying gig bundle. Or ask how to get started with 150 megabit internet for $59.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Don't wait. Call today. Restrictions apply. New customers only. 1-year contract required for guaranteed rate. Paperless billing and automatic payments with bank account required. 5-year pricing applies to monthly service charge, excluding taxes and fees.
6:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
The heavy traffic now south at both the Harbor Tunnels. 95 is beginning to slow here at the O'Donnell Street ramp from there going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel with the lanes open so far and no major issues through there. 895 now is backing up towards the Urban Avenue ramp, so we're about 10 minutes. Maybe 11 minutes or so southbound right now. That's the normal delay for this time in the morning. The Beltway on the outer loop west side now. Brake lights begin. 795 Liberty Road, I-70, getting better after Frederick Road and then down the hill. Been a minor accident on the Capitol Beltway on the outer loop near Route 29, actually near Georgia Avenue. Outer loop of Georgia Avenue on the shoulder now. Delays go back on the Capitol Beltway beyond the ramp at New Hampshire Avenue and slowly backing up towards I-95. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got another bright and sunny and warm day coming up with highs headed into the mid-70s. Partly cloudy and mild tonight, actually, with lows falling back into the mid-40s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Evie Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, the NFL world stunned yesterday, not by the fact that he left, but by how much he left for. Talking about former Ravens center Tyler Linderbaum, now a Las Vegas Raider. 3 years, $81 million, the highest number ever offered an NFL interior lineman. Count the NFL Network's Rich Eisen among the jaw droppers.
Well, I mean, that number is so whopping. Now I know why the Chargers went a different direction, why the Ravens were like, yeah, we see you, man. Wish we could keep you. The Raiders had an insane amount of cap space.
Indeed, they did. Over $81 million. Other Ravens to depart, and there were many. To the Giants go most of the spoils. John Harbaugh gets Isaiah Likely for $40 million, Jordan Stout for $12 million, and Ardarius Washington for $3 million, 1 year. And then John's brother Jim joins the frenzy, nabbing Charlie Kohler for the Chargers at $24 million over 3 years. Draymond Jones to the Patriots, and late last night per ESPN's Jeremy Fowler, Aloy Gilman to the Chiefs for $24.5 million. Meanwhile, guard John Simpson rejoins the Ravens, 2 years, $18 million, about six of it guaranteed. Other NFL free agent news, Odafe Elway to the Redskins, 4 years, $100 million. Super Bowl MVP Kenneth Walker to the Chiefs. And by the way, Keaton Mitchell also offered his walking papers. He is able to be a free agent. Steelers signing back-to-back 1,000-yard back Rico Dowdle and top-notch cornerback Jamel Dean. The big news for Baltimore, of course, remains Max Crosby, double X, acquired by Baltimore over the weekend for a pair of first-rounders. This year and next, he earned high praise from his former defensive coach, Rob Ryan.
I've seen two different guys my whole life, you know, and obviously grew up around Walter Payton. He was amazing. But I've seen Tom Brady, and I've seen Max. And they're all.
This guy in 2022 under Rob Ryan, a career high at that time, 88 tackles, 12 and a half sacks. O's news, beaten by the Cardinals 7-2 yesterday. Craig Gibson pitching four solid, though allowing one hit and two runs, both earned. The WBC last night, Gunnar Henderson on the bench once again for Team USA as Bobby Witt started at short and Alex Bregman at third, but Red Sox left fielder Roman Anthony was in the lineup.
Uh-oh. Took the game in.
Sends this ball a mile. How far will it fly?
Adam Amin had the call on MLB TV. Anthony, a three-run shot. Aaron Judge, a two-run blast. And the USA over Mexico, 5-3. Paul Skeens on the hill. Seven strikeouts and four innings pitched. The Americans are 3-0 in pool play. The time now is 6:37. When we return, is it time for Ravens fans to hit the panic button?
If you're taking a closer look at your financial future, now is the time to talk with someone you trust. Own a business and want to understand your valuation or start planning an exit strategy? Maybe you want a fresh set of eyes on your investment portfolio. That's where Tim Herb, financial advisor at RBC Wealth Management, comes in. Tim explains things clearly, helps you build a plan, giving you confidence and moving forward. Connect with Tim Herb, RBC Wealth Management. Take the next step toward a more secure financial future.
RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC. Registered investment advisor and member NYSE FINRA.
Panic button. Panic. Did you say panic button?
Well, a lot of Ravens fans are wondering what the heck is going on here.
Well, Ravens fans were, Ravens Nations were exhilarated. All the Ravens fans I talked to over the weekend. Max Crosby is on the edge, man. He's a tough cookie.
Absolutely. But then you can't lose seven guys in free agency, including your center and two of your tight ends and your safety that came in and saved the day,
last year. Let's talk a little bit about what you give up and what you incur as a result of the trade. First time ever, apparently, that first-round picks were exchanged.
Two of them.
Two. So you lose two first-round picks.
Mm-hmm.
And then now the cap hit is like $30 million a year.
Correct. Which they're going to hopefully renegotiate Lamar's contract. And I think if they do it right, okay, I think what this all sets up is an opportunity to go get A.J. Brown from the Philadelphia Eagles.
Uh-oh.
With that cap savings. Yeah, exactly. And then now, all of a sudden, you do have holes to fill in certain places. There's no doubt about it. But you've got your all-pro wide receiver. You've got your all-pro pass rusher. You still have your all-pro running back and your quarterback. Hopefully he's healthy. And then all of a sudden, you got some things. You know?
But center's in a crucial position. People don't realize
it.
Center calls the protections out for the offensive line.
He does. But I don't think Tyler Linderbaum is worth $81 million, 27
well,
a year. year.
Apparently the Ravens agree.
And the Ravens, yes. And the Ravens did make him an offer. I mean, they offered him 3 years, $62, $64 million. It wasn't like that they were going to cheap out on it. But anyway, he got it.
How about Elway getting $100 million
that
in Washington?
Is a shocker, actually.
$68 million guaranteed.
Guaranteed. Yeah. Wow. 1 year he had. Well, 2 years, actually. He had one big year for the Ravens. Right. But still, I mean, that is just...
It's a different league. Some of that money that people are throwing around.
How about
Pierce in Indianapolis?
Yes, Alec Pierce getting the highest forever for a wideout. How about this? The Dolphins saying, we're going to give $99 million away so that you don't have to play for us.
That is crazy. The league's gotten crazy. It really has.
Wow.
All right, Gary, thanks.
Hey, it's good to be back.
Good to have you back. Yeah. 21 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. President Trump. Yesterday with a GOP conference. Earlier, they gave an interview to NBC where he said he was asked how the war is going. He said it's partially, pretty much complete. That's what he said. Pretty much complete. He thinks it's going to be over soon, and he called it, it's going to be a short excursion.
So with your help and hard work, we're making America great again, and we're doing it much faster than we thought, and it's better, stronger, and our country is doing really well. I mean, at a level that nobody thought. We took a little excursion because we felt we had to do that to get rid of some evil. And I think you'll see it's going to be a short-term excursion. How good is our military, right? Amazing. How good? Short-term. Short-term. Thank you. They're great.
Short term, so he pretty much is looking for an exit at this point. And, again, the question is, will Iran be left with anything that they can defend themselves with at this point? And they shouldn't, because all they've been wanting to do is wage war. He said that the U.S. military is crushing the enemy.
We're crushing the enemy in an overwhelming display of technical skill and military force. Iran's drone and missile capability is being utterly demolished. The Navy is gone. It's all lying at the bottom of the ocean. 46 ships. Can you believe it? In fact, I got a little upset with our people. I said, what quality of ship? Excellent, sir. Top of the line. I said, why did we just capture the ship? We could have used it. Why did we sink them? They said, it's more fun to sink them. I said, that's a... They like sinking them better. They say it's safer to sink them. I guess it's probably true. But think of it. We knocked out 46 and actually took 3.5 days. Their terrorist leaders are gone. We're counting down the minutes until they will be gone. Think of it. We had leaders and they're gone. Then we had new leaders and they're gone. And now nobody has any idea who the people are that are going to be the head of the country. And will not relent until the enemy is totally and decisively defeated.
Yeah. It's now up to 51 ships since yesterday afternoon or evening when he made that address. It's 51 ships now that have been sunk or destroyed. But then he answered critics as to what was the imminent threat. Why did you act when you acted to launch Operation Epic Fury?
Had we not done the B-2 raid, and have we not done this one where we said, nope, it's time to go in, we have to go in, have no choice. Number one, if we didn't go in, they would have come in after us, because I see the Democrats trying to justify it, and they're failing because the voter on the street is saying, you've got to be kidding. But I see where they're going, where they're always saying, no, there was no reason. Well, I'll give you the best reason of all. Within a week, they were going to attack us 100%. They were ready. They had all these missiles, far more than anyone thought. And they were going to attack us. But they were going to attack all of the Middle East and Israel. And if they had a nuclear weapon, they would have used it on Israel. And this was going to be a major attack. And they had all of those missile sites and all those launchers that we got rid of, about 80% of them right now, by the way. Got rid of most of the, see, it's died down to a trickle.
And that's still a concern on ballistic missiles, but he did mention the nuclear materials. 60% enriched uranium is enough to make 11 nuclear bombs. Just for giving an example, Little Boy, which dropped in, I think it was Nagasaki, if I remember my history correctly, was only 80% enriched uranium. So you can see the kind of yield that gave, so... 60% enriched uranium is still very powerful. 6:43, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker.
There's a vehicle stopped with a police car and the flashing lights on. Might just be a traffic stop interloop right after you cross Route 40 at Exit 15. They're on the right shoulder, but you'll see the police car with the flashing lights on. Right now, they're getting around it. I would just kind of move over and let them do what they have to do there on the right side of the roadway. The outer loop west side now 795 down through Route 40. The inner loop at Green Spring, not bad. And now the Parkville side begins to fill in on the outer loop at Hartford Road. So far, no issues. Both the tunnels running with the lanes open for anywhere from 5 to maybe 8 minutes right now. Southbound on 95 and 895 with the lanes open. JFX is still good between Ruxton Road and the ramps downtown. Downtown at Harbor Place, there was a minor wreck at Conway Street at Light Street. That's right there at the Hyatt. And then on the Capitol Beltway, a couple of vehicles remain on the shoulder outer loop of the Capitol Beltway in Montgomery County near the Georgia Avenue ramp. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast today. Sunshine, mid-70s. Going to be another gorgeous day to get out and enjoy the weather. Right now, 44 in Ocean City and it's 45 in Severn. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Butterball Johnson.
I refuse to talk about the fact that he's a fat slob. I don't mention it.
That's nice. Kristen is laughing her head off in there.
She says she's not.
All right, I'll,
she's gone.
I don't want to get in the middle of this one. I'm telling you. All right, today is National Ranch Dressing Day, and I bet you didn't know there was a ranch dressing song.
As I was walking down the supermarket aisle, I noticed something strange that took me a little while until I realized there's a seasoning that's never out of style. There must be 50 ways to use ranch dressing. Just stick it in your mouth and Ralph, lick it off your hand, Stan. Put it on your wings, Steve. Save a little for me. Oh, put it on your French fries. You don't need no alibi.
There you have it, Lowell.
Okay, that's enough.
50 ways to use ranch dressing. Oh, boy. You like ranch dressing, Maggie?
Oh, I can't imagine anyone not liking ranch dressing.
Do you put it on your tossed salad?
Well, usually I like olive oil on my...
Oh, you like olive oil. Okay. Just checking.
But yeah, wings.
George. I think she has other ramifications she's thinking about.
I don't know. George Clooney and Casamigos crew have launched a non-alcoholic beer brand. All right? It's called Crazy Mountain.
Crazy Mountain.
Crazy Mountain.
Non-alcoholic beer.
Hmm. What the beer was it head for the mountains?
That was Bush.
That was Bush.
Crumble baking new cookie dough pie as part of the dessert bakery chain's weekly rotation. They have frosted strawberry cookie featuring Pop-Tarts as well at Crumble. And Dunkin' Spring Menu is going big on bananas, and fans are loving it. There's a new banana pudding cloud latte and the chocolate-covered banana iced coffee. Okay. Huh. A lineup also introduces Dunkin' Zero, a zero-sugar drink available in 3 fruit flavors. And alongside the banana-themed beverages, new wedding cake munchkins and the return of the $6 meal deal. Round out their spring offerings.
Wow, that's pretty good.
Yeah, wedding cake munchkins. I'd like to try those.
I bet that's good.
Probably like birthday cake, right? Mm-hmm. Wedding cake?
More or less.
Wait, yeah. Wedding cake, birthday cake.
All the same.
You know, it's all cake.
Can you imagine a wedding cake made of nothing but munchkins?
That's an idea.
Yeah, real munchkins?
Yeah, you just pick off a munchkin instead of a, you know, people used to get a piece of cake and...
You have to cut it and make it all neat
right,
and pretty.
Exactly.
Screw that.
Pick off a munchkin.
Damn straight.
Just like in The Wizard of Oz. Yeah. All right. All right, Chuck, see you in a couple. Appreciate that. 6:48, 12 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. Sadly, the Pentagon on Monday revealed the identity of the 7th soldier killed in Operation Epic Fury. The fallen hero identified as 26-year-old Sergeant Benjamin Pennington, dying from his wounds following an attack on U.S. troops in Saudi Arabia on March the 1st. He joins Cody Cork, Captain Cody Cork, Sergeant First Class Noah Tejans, Sergeant First Class Nicole Amor, Sergeant Declan Cody as well. And, of course, we also heard There were two other members that that passed away, and their identities have not been released as of yet. But thank you from a grateful nation. President Trump said he's planning to take out, he was asked if he's planning to take out Khamenei's son, Mojtaba, after he's selected as Iran's new supreme leader. And the president talked about, yeah, I mean, that's most of the, it's not who they wanted. They wanted somebody they could work with. This guy's a hardliner. He is cut from the same cloth, cleric cloth, pardon the pun, as the daddy. So it doesn't seem like Iran has gotten the message yet, but maybe they will. Did you know the price of oil, the barrel of oil, went from $109 a barrel down to $84 overnight? Because the first oil tankers were able to get through the Strait of Hormuz. The president says Iran's navy is finished, urging ships to sail through the strait, which about 20% of the world's oil comes through the Strait of Hormuz. And he said he had a message to oil tankers, show some guts. We'll protect you. We'll insure you. And so far, that is paying off in dividends. Not an actual oil shortage. Nothing but speculation, manipulation, and fear is causing the price of gas prices to rise, and they should be coming down shortly anyway. The U.S. intercepted encrypted communication on an Iranian plot to activate sleeper cells in the West. The president talked about that yesterday. B-52 bombers, the Stratofortresses, have been deployed to the U.K., as operations will expand inland into Iran, and there'll be some heavy bombing. And the president also is offering asylum to the Iranian women's soccer team. They refused to sing their national anthem the other day, and one of the members of the team was seen giving an SOS signal through a bus window, and people are saying that if they go home, they're going to be executed. So the president is asking for a national asylum for the Iranian women's soccer team. 6:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. I want to mention Town Appliance, incredible place to go if you're in the market for just a single appliance or an entire kitchen upgrade, no matter what your budget is. Again, you can shop at the big box stores, and then you can bring your price if you want to Town Appliance. They have competitive price matching. They have five-star customer service, which you will not get anywhere else. And you have two guys, Mayor and Mayor, that run the place that want you as a customer for life. And so all I can do is urge you to go see the showroom, over 70 different brands on display. Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills, for all your appliance needs.
Are you a fraud-paying American? One in four tax-paying Americans have been victim of identity fraud. With LifeLock, your identity, if it's stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And last year, billions in refunds were stolen. Could be from your salary, overtime, or second job. Gone. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Save up to 40% off your first year with the promo code BECK. Visit LifeLock.com. Terms do apply.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
6:52, coming up at the top of the hour. Now we'll take a look at the president pushing for the Save America Act, and Thune the buffoon is pushing back on that. We have our MAGA update as well. Delegate Kaylin Young might need anger management courses, to say the least. We'll tell you why. And the FBI seizing more election records, this time from Maricopa County, Arizona. Remember Fulton County in Georgia? Now we have Maricopa County in Arizona. And what really happened at the Wuhan lab? What did NIH do wrong? Well, there's a bunch of new emails out that we're going to track down the fatal mistakes that scientists at NIH made. 6:53, traffic weather on the threes. Once again, with the update, here's Shoeshine Johnson.
The lanes continue clear. I got you. The lanes continue clear southbound at both the harbor tunnels. They're moving, but now with the normal backups showing up anywhere from the Urban Avenue ramp on 895 and right around the O'Donnell Street curve and the Eastern Avenue Bridge area, some heavy traffic on 95 south. That broken down vehicle or the traffic stop, whatever it was, on the inner loop of the Beltway at Route 40 has cleared.
from the right shoulder now, the Beltway now with the normal delays around Hartford Road, 795 to Frederick Road coming down the west side, and both sides of the BW Parkway now with the heavy traffic coming north from 197 and moving south down through the interchange there at Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for the next couple of days. Sunshine, mid-70s, lows mid-40s, maybe some scattered showers Wednesday night into Thursday. But right now, 45 degrees in the city, 44 in Stevensville. And we've been talking about this for a long, long time. The escalating problem of juvenile thugs and crime, not just in the city, but it's all through the metro area. I saw because I got, you know, one of those ring cameras, and you see all these neighborhood messages, and there was some kind of disturbance in Owings Mills Saturday night at the AMC theaters around, and again, a lot of police, I think five or six police cars had to show up. There was a disturbance at White Marsh Mall. Again, over the weekend, city schools are now saying a juvenile killed in the weekend shooting was a student at Mervo High, 16-year-old Jathan Day. No record whatsoever that they're aware of, once again, by people that do have records. But a chaotic scene at White Marsh over the weekend has renewed concerns about safety and security. One of Baltimore County's busiest shopping areas, police responded to what was described as a link-up that led to multiple arrests. Video posted to social media showed crowds and confusion Saturday at the mall. Baltimore County PD worked to regain control. In a radio traffic from the scene, an officer could be heard saying,
"Keep them out of the mall. Let them know if they go in the mall that they're going to be arrested, and we'll try that."
Yeah, and that has to do with if they go into the mall and they're after hours and they're not accompanied by an adult, there's a curfew, there's some kind of restriction, but they don't go into the mall. They link up, if you will, outside the mall, gather and do whatever they do. You know, drink, I'm assuming, you know, vape, smoke, whatever, listen to music, and in some cases, you know, wreak havoc and cause a disturbance. Councilman David Marks, he said that, look, it's an ongoing issue, at White Marsh and elsewhere. And again, he says that he would be for more police resources brought into the area.
I would always welcome more robust police and security presence, whatever resources we can put into that area.
Yeah, and but that's not the answer, because, you know, you put more resources into the White Marsh area, you take them from Towson, or you take them from another Middle River, you take them from other parts of the county. So that may or may not be the answer. Get your thoughts on that. But Marks went on to say that one of the ideas was to cut off their transportation or the bus lines, but he said that may not work either.
One suggestion, you'll cut the bus lines. Well, a lot of these kids are taking Uber and Lyft. They're taking private operations. It's tough to control that. I want us to be looking at how the Baltimore County can reinforce the adult escort policy, which is put on by the avenue of the mall, not the county.
So today there's a Police Community Relations Council meeting, and these issues are going to come up with the mall staff and the White Marsh Precinct leadership. And this is this latest disturbance comes 2 months after six juveniles were arrested in connection with a robbery at the Avenue. 2 weeks before Saturday's incident, another large juvenile disturbance was reported at White Marsh Mall. And again, I'm assuming that many of these, you know, they're not, as he said, they use rideshare, they use bus lines, whatever they get there, so they may not all be driving vehicles to the White Marsh area. So the question is, what can be done about this? I mean, obviously parents would be the first place you would look, and this is something, look, if they're just hanging out and they're just talking and they're not creating any kind of disturbance, that's one thing. But if there's drinking going on, or they're smoking weed, or if they're disrupting customers at White Marsh, then that's a whole different story, and that has to be handled. So the question here is then, if the mall has a policy inside that you must be accompanied by an adult after 5 p.m. or whatever it is, I can't remember what the White Marsh mall policy, I think it's after 5, then what do you do? If they're there with an adult, fine. And by adult, I guess it's somebody over 18. So they could be there with older brother and older sister come into the mall, and then, you know, they could drop them off or whatever. But does the county council, do they pass a curfew? on the weekends for teenagers that aren't going to work. I understand a lot of teenagers do work and they're needed to work, but if you're not going to work, should there be a curfew for anyone under the age of 18 in Baltimore County that you be in by a certain time or not be on the streets, you know, whatever it is, 9 o'clock. Again, you know that's going to come up at this meeting today. But the biggest thing is to hold the juveniles accountable when they misbehave. There were, I think, 4 arrests made on Saturday night at White Marsh Mall. We don't know their identities because obviously they're juveniles and they're not being released by the police. But where's mommy and daddy? Did they get a call? Come pick up your, come bail out or pick up your son or daughter from the Baltimore County, Hooskow? Good questions. But what, if anything, can be done to restrict, limit, or eliminate these juvenile disturbances, which have become an ongoing problem in Baltimore County and elsewhere? All right, it's coming up on 7 o'clock. Up next, the president pushes for the Save America Act.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Radio 680.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. A short-term excursion is one way President Trump is describing the Iran war, now in its 11th day. Iran, meanwhile, continues firing drones, not only at Israel, but at some of its Arab League neighbors.
The Saudi Defense Ministry says it has destroyed drones over the kingdom's oil-rich eastern region, while in Kuwait, the National Guard says it shot down some in the country's northern and southern areas. Iran's latest attacks on neighboring Gulf states come as President Donald Trump, late on Monday, told Republican lawmakers the war was likely to be a short excursion, but hours later threatened in a post on social media that the U.S. would dramatically increase attacks if Iran tried to close the Strait of Hormuz. In an apparent response to Trump's remarks published in Iranian state media, the paramilitary Revolutionary Guard said Iran will determine when the war ends. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The president is urging House Republicans to stand firm on the Save America Act. That's the election integrity bill opposed by the Democrats.
I don't think we should approve anything until this is approved. And they can't win politically. Look, you have them in a corner, and they're listening to every word I'm saying. It doesn't matter, because they can't win it politically. Because when they say, we don't want voter identification, we don't want proof of citizenship, all these things are just losers for them.
Mr. Trump threatening a legislative blockade until the Save America Act clears Congress. Georgia voters heading to the polls to choose a successor to Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene. A special election comes after Greene resigned her seat in January, that amid a falling out with President Trump. Watching Wall Street, so far this morning, stock futures in positive territory. The Dow futures are up 70 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 58. S&P futures better by 8 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
A Social Security update. 70 million Americans collect Social Security benefits today, and millions more will join soon. Now, a new study finds 70% of Americans don't get the full benefits they deserve. But recipients can use simple strategies to boost Social Security benefits by as much as $188,000 over a lifetime. Social Security expert Michael Allen says it's true and reveals 5 key strategies to increase your benefits. It's all in his free special report. Newsmax calls the report your best guide for bigger Social Security benefits. Whether you're getting benefits or soon will, you need the Social Security report. Get it free. Call 800-999-9690. 800-999-9690. We'll text it to you right away, along with President Trump's act cutting your Social Security taxes. Call now, 800-999-9690. 800-999-9690. Text and data rates may apply.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
We're still good to go through Annapolis. We're looking at you live here westbound on the Bay Bridge just after Route 8. The main span is clear. 3 lanes open west to eastbound. And then everybody's clear. Most of the traffic after that is westbound towards Ritchie Highway, the Severn River Bridge, and then over towards I-97. I-97 southbound. Just the beginnings now of that morning slowdown right there at Route 32, but then after 178, we're clear all the way down to the ramps at Route 50. Tunnels right now with about a 7 to 10 minute delay on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got another bright and sunny and warm day coming up with highs headed into the mid-70s. Partly cloudy and mild tonight, actually, with lows falling back into the mid-40s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
42 degrees in Bel Air and 41 in Owings Mills at 7:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. A Baltimore City Public Schools employee was found dead Monday at Arundel Elementary School. Police say there were no signs of trauma or foul play, and investigators are waiting for autopsy results to determine a cause of death. Officials later identified the employee as 75-year-old Deborah Tolson, who worked as a math interventionist at the school. Students were released early Monday morning as counselors were made available for staff and students. And Maryland congressional leaders visited an ICE facility in Baltimore Monday to check conditions after reports of overcrowding. Lawmakers say their phones were taken away and they were not allowed to take photos inside the building. Officials say no detainees were inside during the visit, which some leaders called suspicious. The visit follows a federal judge's ruling last week limiting how many detainees can be held at the facility. Last night's winning Maryland lottery pick 3 was 975, the pick 4, 6686. 705 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Huffman awnings are better. They are the talk of the town. They come in all styles and colors with the best guarantee around. Always remember Huffman. Call them any time of the day. 685-5687. Call John today. Our new address is 5113 Blair Road. We have the same phone number, 685-5687. Call us today for your new canvas or aluminum awnings. We will be awaiting your call. Thank you.
Huffman Awning Company, 5113 Bel Air Road. Call 410-685-5687. Huffman Awning Company, 410-685-5687. 410-685-5687. Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Sports at 7:05 brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Well, Super Bowls aren't won in March and April. They're won in January and February, and so it is for the Ravens as they continue to make over a roster that failed last year, Baltimore losing 7 key players from a year ago to free agency, including 3-time Pro Bowler Tyler Linderbaum, 3 players to John Harbaugh and the Giants, including tight end Isaiah Likely and safety Aloy Gilman to the Chiefs. Elsewhere in the AFC North, the Steelers make a big splash under first-year head coach Mike McCarthy, trading for receiver Michael Pittman Jr., pairing him up with DK Metcalf, signing top-notch cornerback Jamel Dean, as well as Asante Samuel and running back Rico Dowdle. Also, 11-time 1,000-yard receiver Mike Evans leaves Tampa Bay for San Francisco, 3 years and $60 million from the Niners. WBC last night in Houston, the Team USA debut of Pirates pitcher Paul Skeens.
As advertised, putting on his nation's colors for the first time. 7 Ks for Paul Skeens and some help from Bobby Witt Jr. here on the fourth.
Adam Amin had the call on MLB TV behind home runs from Aaron Judge and Roman Anthony. Skeens shined on the hill. 5-3 USA over Mexico. The Americans take on Italy today, looking to secure a spot in the quarterfinals this weekend. Orioles beaten by the Cardinals 7-2 yesterday. Coming up in 30 minutes, the Caps with a big win last night. But the question is it too little, too late? And that is Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family-owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Milford Mill to Owings Mills, from Oriole Park to Brooklyn Park, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680. 1-800-WCBM-680. Those are our call-in numbers if you care to call, comment, or contribute. Email us at am680 at wcbm.com. Or you may text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Do it today. Our executive producer is Kristen Hager. Coming up in this hour, the FBI is seizing more election records. This is from Maricopa County, Arizona. What really happened in Wuhan? New email saying the NIH with some very bad decisions. Delegate Kalen Young of Maryland might need some anger management. And our top story here today, the president continues to push for the Save America Act. This is the act that I think is the most crucial piece of legislation to come along down the pipeline in a long, long time. It is something, obviously, that would require that when you register to vote, that you prove that you're a citizen of the United States, number one. Number two, that you have a voter ID. When you go in to vote in the polls. And number three, it would eliminate mail-in ballots altogether, with the exception of absentee ballots for military, if you're working overseas or whatever. And this mail-in stuff, you don't feel like going to the polls for whatever reason, which was born out of COVID, would be eliminated. Because that, to me, is the biggest problem above all. Because, you know, you get the occasional illegal alien voting. You get the occasional fraud of people that... try to put one over on the game, the system. But the biggest avenue for fraud is the mail-in ballot voting. And President Trump says everywhere he goes, people are asking him about the Save America Act. And he says there are four or five senators who are holding up the works here because they don't want to vote for it. They don't want to get rid of the talking filibuster, which would be needed.
I really am. But that's how bad it is. And we're going to have to push the Senate because you have four or five senators that are, four or five Republican senators. You'll have to explain them to me, but we're not going to get into that. But we're going to push them to get it done because I don't think you can politically exist if you're not going to do voter ID and these things. I don't think the people in this country will stand for it. So I'm making my biggest plea tonight. It'll make you, and I'm not doing it for this reason at all. It'll guarantee... the midterms. It'll guarantee the midterms. If you don't get it, big trouble, my opinion. If you get this, your midterms, and they know it. For two reasons. Number one, they won't be able to cheat. And number two, the people are demanding it. Every time I go out, Save America, sir, Save America Act. We want the Save America Act, sir. That's all they talk about. They don't talk about housing. They don't talk about anything. That's what they talk about. And if you send it up there, you're going to win the midterms at levels that you can't even believe. And you're going to win every election for a long time until somebody really screws things up. And hopefully that won't happen.
Yeah, and Democrats are calling this a voter suppression bill. They've insulted people saying minorities can't get IDs. Basically, you're too stupid enough to get yourself an ID. That's just, I think, insulting and racist to say that of any minority group that in today's modern age. But who are the four or five senators that he is talking about here? I think there's a group of about six or seven that would concern me. One is the Senate Majority Leader John Thune. I think he is a rhino. He is John Cornyn's his buddy. He's a Bush devotee. So Thune, I think, is the lead obstacle. Cornyn, who now is in a race for Paxton. By the way, the latest polls I saw, Paxton wins in every scenario over Cornyn with a Trump endorsement and without a Trump endorsement, although it's much closer without a Trump endorsement. But every poll I've seen, Paxton wins. So Cornyn now says he will support the talking filibuster and the Save Act after initially opposing it. And Mitch McConnell's an obvious no. Susan Collins, Lisa Murkowski, John Curtis of Utah, and Tom Tillis, who cannot be trusted to walk across the street with your children, obviously. Those are the big rhinos that we got to be worried about. And President Trump is, they're putting some pressure on. I think you should put some pressure on them too, and contact your these senators to use the talking filibuster. That's the real filibuster, where you got to stand and gab for however many hours before debate is cloture is invoked, and you can then because it takes 60 votes to break that, and once it's broken, you can then pass it with 51. All right, more on the Save Act, Save America Act coming up in just a second. 7:13, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Shoeshine Johnson.
Some heavy fog now over on the east side, right around the Tunnel Thruway, both on 95 and 895 around Eastern Avenue, Pulaski Highway. Just kind of settled in there in the last couple of minutes. And now the backup on 895 is back beyond the bridge at Pulaski Highway. So 20 minutes from there, maybe a little bit longer. We're moving traffic south, and 95 is backed up, not quite to Moravia Road, but getting there. So almost 20 minutes southbound at both the harbor tunnels. But at least so far this morning, we're moving with all the southbound lanes clear. Beltway on the northeast side, really slow now. Bel Air Road to Providence Road. The interloop is slow from Hartford Road over to 95. The interloop through Pikesville, still not too bad. And the west side outer loop delay, that's all normal. 795 working its way south and eventually down to the ramps at Frederick Road. And then it gets better down towards 95. JFX, you're still running clear. Maybe a little fog there in the valley around Ruxton Road. And then moving south from there towards the city-county line. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for your Tuesday. Sunny, mid-70s today, mid-40s for the low tonight. Pretty much the same for tomorrow. Wednesday night, scattered showers possible starting Wednesday night into Thursday morning. So next couple of days, anyway, going to be really, really nice. Get out and enjoy as much as you can. And right now, 44 and clear in Glen Burnie. It is 45 in Middle River. Time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back, our pride is back, our confidence is back, and the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
All right, on our MAGA update today, President Trump saying that, one of the things we can't do is lose the midterms and return power in any way, shape, or form to the Democrats.
For him to get the Congressional Medal of Honor, they didn't want to stand for him. There's something wrong with those people. And we can't let them ever be in a position where they can lead this country again or destroy this country again, because we almost lost this country. This country was close to being lost. The representatives in this room provided the pivotal votes in securing a record $1 trillion for the United States military this year, and now the world is witnessing the importance of that investment with one of the most complex and stunning operations ever.
Yeah, I mean, just amazing. And the president, in a moment, I think he was half serious, but I think he was half joking, but I think he's right. In that I've never seen in my lifetime the accomplishments in 1 year of his second term are just off the charts, and he's on pace to do it again in year number two.
Done. No, I don't want to brag, but you know they said this about a lot of things. No other president could do some of the shit I'm doing. Yeah. No other president. The things I'm doing, nobody else was going to do them. They say it all the time, sir, could you do this? You're the only one can do it.
I mean, that's one of the reasons why, of course, we know are the Democrats. One of the reasons why the uniparty Republicans, establishment Republicans, don't want to pass the Save America Act, because this will keep the Democrats and most likely the uniparty out of power for decades, because they won't be able to cheat anymore. They won't be able to fix elections. More on that coming up later on this hour with the FBI seizing election records of November 2020 in Maricopa County, Arizona. As to Iran, he was asked a question yesterday at the GOP presser that, what about the school strike? New York Times is reporting it was a U.S. Tomahawk missile that hit this school and killed over 160 schoolgirls and teachers, etc.
Whether it's Iran, who also has some tomahawks, I wish they had more. But whether it's Iran or somebody else, the fact that a tomahawk is very generic. It's sold to other countries.
Now, he's right. That is sold to other countries, number one. Number two, the investigation is not complete, so I don't know whose tomahawk it was. But what I can tell you is that that school was located next to an IRGC naval building. So it's possible that the naval building was targeted and it missed. But these munitions are pretty precise. So let's face it, Iran, much like Hamas, they put a lot of their munitions and some of their military buildings next to schools or in schools or hospitals, thinking they'll be safe there from attack. As to the sleeper cells that have now been activated by Iran, here's what the president said.
We've got very, very good intelligence into that. We know a lot of different things that have happened that have been very bad. A lot of them came in during the Biden open border period, but we have them under, we've got them. We'll watch it, every single one of them.
Yeah, and I hope so, because as we saw with the ISIS-inspired terror attack in New York City yesterday, that could have been devastating. And as to the Iranian leadership, most of which has been wiped out, but there's still a lot of rats, running around the ship.
I would like to see people that are inside go. Now, they talk about the son of the Shah, they talk about other people, but, you know, hasn't been there in many, many years. We have a formula that's been very good so far.
President Trump has secured trillions of dollars in new investments. The list keeps growing. We're over $18 trillion and counting of private investment into the United States. John Eastman with a piece just yesterday on Substack that the president has both the statutory and constitutional authority for the attack on Iran. Eastman points out in the history of the United States there have been 511 armed conflicts, okay, in the history. 250 years. 511, he counted them. Of those 511, only five times has Congress declared war. Only five has Congress declared war. And this is something that the Democrats continue to try to push down the throats. Again, look, you'd like to have Congress not shirk its responsibilities, but when the country needs to be protected at a moment's notice, it's tough to get Congress to vote on anything, let alone an act of war. Democrats' reckless DHS partial shutdown has hit Americans hard, as 100,000-plus workers are now going without pay, including TSA and extras. Republicans on Capitol Hill asking the DOJ to consider bringing criminal charges against Cassidy Hutchinson, the former aide to President Trump's first administration, who became a star J6 witness member. She said that President Trump tried to grab the steering wheel of the beast, which was totally bogus. She was lying. She made the whole thing up, and now criminal charges are going to be referred. The Republican majority just shrunk by one. California Republican Kevin Kiley has announced he's leaving the Republican Party in order to become an independent. That is now a 217 to 214 margin, as Speaker Johnson's job just got that much tougher. And that's a look at our MAGA update, day 415 of the new golden age.
And we are just getting started.
James Woods, the actor, also has quit the Republican Party. Says he's had enough of the Uniparty after watching Thune and Company. Vinny Steers, your home sold guarantee realty company. Vinny will sell your home. He's got a number of different programs that can help do that. First off, and most importantly, is the database. Nearly 13,000 buyers that are pre-qualified, ready, willing, able to purchase your home and can do so. It's a reason why homes don't last long once they list with Vinny. We're usually a matter of hours and days, certainly not weeks or months, that's for sure. He's got the Trade Your Home In program, much like you do a vehicle. He's got all the details on that. The Fix It program, where if your home needs repair for any reason and you don't feel like dealing with the hassle of hiring contractors, etc., Vinny will do all of that, and they will subtract the cost at settlement. There's also the Sell Your Home, Stay in Your Home program, where it's often difficult to, you know, to time the sale and purchase of the home, sell your home, if you need funds from your home to purchase a new home, all that. You can sell your home, stay in it to up to 12 months while you look for a new home. All these with great details when you call Vinny, 410 again, 795-7515. It's 410-795-7515. Or go to VinnieSteele.com for more information. Vinny Steele, your home sold guarantee realtor.
Hi, Greg Talbot with Strategic Tax Resolution. Tax enforcement and defense strategies have changed a lot over the last year. After nearly 5 years, the IRS has restarted automated collections. You could be next for bank levies and wage garnishments. Ignoring the issue is not an option. Call 443-367-9000 to get protected. Do you have unfiled returns or can't renew your license? We work directly with the IRS and state, so you don't have to. Let us use our proven strategies and experience with the IRS and state to resolve your tax issue. Qualified clients have cut their tax debt by more than 90%. How would that feel? Act now to learn the latest updates to tax relief programs. Your eligibility might not be the same. Strategic Tax Resolution, local, trusted, A-plus rated by the BBB. Call 443-367-9000. Ask for me, Greg Talbot. 443-367-9000. You've got a guy on your side. StrategicTaxResolution.com. Get relief.
7:23 traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update here is the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
The interloop a little slow coming up here from Southwestern Boulevard towards Wilkins Avenue. Saw one car that was kind of very slow in the right lane, but it looks like up at Frederick Road, the pace is better. And now even right here at Wilkins Avenue, whatever that was, has corrected itself and we're improving there. The outer loop going down the hill towards Wilkins Avenue and towards 95. Good pace there. And so far, nothing on the southwest side of the Beltway. Very slow on the Parkville side. Both sides right at Bel Air Road. And now the interloop through Green Spring over to the JFX. And we mentioned earlier, the west side outer loop delays begin at 795. About a 20-minute delay. Nothing out of the ordinary so far. The lanes are open at both the tunnels. There's a new wreck downtown. Heads up for that at Dr. King at Pennsylvania Avenue. A lot of busy traffic there. Kind of just northwest of the downtown area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, a sunny day today, mid-70s, overnight temps in the mid-40s tonight. Pretty much the same tomorrow until tomorrow evening, where there's a threat of showers. Right now, 45 in Dundalk and is 44 in Millersville. Let's go to the phone. Steve is in Reisterstown. Hello, Steve.
Hey, Sean. I just got listening to the infomercial for Trump, and I don't think this is a good thing. I want to know where the threat is. Where's the pictures? Where's the 2,200 missiles that were going to be launched? This is nothing good for America right now. I want to see, let's see when the price of a barrel of oil goes back down to 68.
Well, it went back down to 84 already, so, you know, it's already.
Yeah, but that's 20%. That's 25%.
All right, well,
Sean,
you got to give it time, Steve. Again, this is fear, speculation, manipulation that's causing the oil to go. It's not a shortage of oil, that's for sure. Let me ask you this, Steve. At what point would you feel threatened? When you have a country that embraces a terrorist ideology, that is the world's largest state sponsor of terrorism, announced to you at a negotiation, at a peace negotiation, they have enough enriched uranium to make 11 bombs, and they say they're going to bomb a death to America, the great Satan, death to the little Satan. At what point would you take them at their word?
When it happens.
Oh, so you would wait till it actually happens, the nuke goes off. By then it's too, too late,
Sean,
Steve.
I'm an isolationist.
I can tell.
All the money home.
I can tell.
I'm pro-American, isolationist, conservative, and this is not good. Nobody in construction and mortgages are working. This economy is a fake economy with the numbers blown up for all the rich people, not the working stiff.
Okay.
I'm out here. I'm out here.
Yeah, I'm out there as well, and I think, look, there are problems still with the economy. Again, Trump brought the economy back not once but twice in his first term, and I think you should have a little faith in the guy instead of trying to constantly poke holes in him. And
I'm pro-American. What happened to
America
first?
This is America first. Don't you think a president's responsibility is to protect Americans first? I think that's the ultimate example of America first, by protecting us.
When was the last group of people that were locked up that were threatening America other than the two guys in New York in the last year?
I think that they've got to do that. I agree with you. And they are making criminal referral charges. The problem there is the juries are so soaked with radical Democrat leftists, you can't get an indictment in Washington or New York these days. That's how bad the system is run.
Even more reason to stay home. Bring it home for American workers.
All right. I just want to let everybody know, and Steve, you know, I love you, buddy, but this is the isolationist mindset. Let us get hit with a nuke first, and then we'll respond. By then, it could be too late.
It wouldn't be us. There hasn't been a terrorist threat in this country severe enough to hurt anybody since the Boston bomber.
There was two bombs thrown in New York City over the weekend.
Two insane guys.
So it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if they're
right,
two guys.
Okay.
20 guys.
Tom Marr saying, we're going to agree to disagree.
We are. and 20 guys took down two towers and killed 3,000 people. So it's
and
not about numbers. It's about the threat.
I will still have a beer with you.
So would I, as you know. Right. And it's good debate. It's a good debate to have. I appreciate that. Yes, Kristen.
I mean, look, I'm also one of those people that I'm not crazy about this. And I love Trump. And it's frustrating when you can't ask questions without, you know, it's like, well, you're not a patriot or you're an anti-Semite or whatever. I think there's a lot of issues here. We've been lied to for so long about everything and fear-mongered that maybe sometimes we're desensitized to the threat, whether there is a legit threat or not. It's like, okay, now we're going to be nuked again. You know, sometimes it's a certain point and maybe it's selfish or small-minded, but it's like, okay, I have bills to pay. I would like to have a home. I would like to have a safe community. I would like to save our state. And sometimes it is hard to wrap your mind on, is this a threat when we've been told for so long certain things are a threat? I can't take credit for this, but I saw a post on social media recently where it was like, well, great, Trump wants to save Iranians from their corrupt government, but when will he save us from our corrupt government? You know, we have such a small window.
No, it's one man against an entire system that has had decades to entrench itself. Let me ask you this question. Do you think President Trump is lying to you and the American people?
I don't think he's lying, but I think other people have incentive to get into war, and
sure.
Trump is sympathetic.
Well, one of them
and
is Lindsay.
He always says that. I don't want people to die. If I can do something to help. So I don't know. And it does seem like sometimes the goals and the reasons have shifted. Are we the threat? Is Israel the threat? Is this for a future threat? Is this for the past grievances? So I just wish we'd be
careful. I do not think Israel is a threat. I think Israel is our ally.
I think
Iran is the threat here, and I think we need to focus on that as well. So, but again, look, debate is good. I think to ask questions is good. Americans have that right, especially when Americans are dying, to ask questions in any war. I just think that, again, when people tell you they're going to kill you and they then look to get missiles and nuclear fissile material, I don't think we wait until they strike to take them at their word. 7:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Adult trade school students in Baltimore say Maryland's provisional driver's license law is delaying their ability to get jobs. State law requires all new drivers to hold an 18-month provisional license before receiving a full license, which some employers and insurance companies do not accept. Lawmakers are considering legislation that would allow drivers 18 and older to take a full license test after completing driver's education and waiting 3 months. A new Baltimore law taking effect this summer will increase property taxes on homes classified as vacant. City officials say some homeowners may be unaware their houses still carry vacant building notices if renovations were done without proper permits or inspections. Officials say hundreds of homes across the city are affected by the issue. The city is urging buyers to confirm whether a property has a vacant building notice before purchasing a rehabilitated home. And Fox 45 reports that a chaotic scene at White Marsh Mall over the weekend has renewed concerns about safety and security at one of Baltimore County's busiest shopping areas after police responded to what was described as a link-up that led to multiple arrests. Video posted to social media showed crowds and confusion Saturday at the mall as Baltimore County police worked to regain control. In radio traffic from the scene, an officer could be heard saying, just keep them out of the mall. Let them know if they go in the mall, they're going to be arrested. And we'll try that. Another transmission said announcement has been made. Unfortunately, not even following directions. It's 7:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, right now we have a politically divided country, trade wars, stock market uncertainty, tax changes, and the list goes on. Now, do you think that these world affairs have any effect on your financial affairs? Look, if you're not prepared, you could be in for a very rude awakening. Now, you've saved and been able to grow your money. You don't want to have to make it again. Call my guys,
Rod Barowie
and Paresh Shaw with the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Now, Rod and Paresh, now they're published authors, radio hosts right here on WCBM. Now they can show you how Wall Street's fuzzy math could derail your entire retirement plan. Now, do you want to get a handle on your retirement? Call the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call them now at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. Schedule an in-person or a Zoom visit. That's 410-266-1120. Or check them out online at SafeRetirementSolutions.com.
7:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
There's a new wreck on 95 in Howard County. It's northbound after 216 near the rest area, so keep an eye out for that. It was crowding one of the northbound lanes. The backup not quite all the way back through 198, but beginning to slow in that area. So if you're coming up from the Capitol Beltway, it'll be 198 to 216 and then getting better heading up towards Route 32. The accident with city police was downtown at Dr. King at Pennsylvania Avenue. Pretty much all the normal delays now on the Beltway with some heavy fog over on the southeast side. And we've been running fairly consistent this morning with about 20-minute delays southbound at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got another bright and sunny and warm day coming up with highs headed into the mid-70s. Partly cloudy and mild tonight, actually, with lows falling back into the mid-40s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, the headliner yesterday among many was Tyler Linderbaum becoming the highest paid interior lineman in the history of the NFL. Raiders swoop in, nab him for $81 million over 3 years. The Ravens offered $88 million over four, not as much in the per year category. Count the NFL Network's Rich Eisen among those whose jaws dropped.
That number is so whopping. Now I know why the Chargers went a different direction, why the Ravens are like, yeah, We see you, man. Wish we could keep you. The Raiders had an insane amount of cap space.
More than $80 million in cap space for the LV Raiders. Other Ravens to depart, three to John Harbaugh and the Giants. It was Isaiah Likely, Jordan Stout, and Adarius Washington. Charlie Kohler goes to brother Jim in L.A. Draymond Jones to the Patriots. Aloy Gilman to the Chiefs. Ravens don't offer Keaton Mitchell. He will now depart for greener pastures as well. Meanwhile, guard John Simpson comes back to Baltimore 2 years after leaving for the Jets. Now, one guy who is a Raven, of course, is pass rusher Max Crosby, acquired in the big deal for a pair of first-rounders from the Raiders, coached by Rob Ryan back in 2022. Ryan labeling Crosby the best defensive player he's seen in his 30-year coaching career. Orioles news, beaten by the Cardinals yesterday, 7-2 in Jupiter, Florida. They're in Palm Beach today at 105 against the Astros. Meanwhile, Team USA keeps rolling in the WBC. Mammoth home runs from Aaron Judge and Roman Anthony last night in a 5-3 win over Mexico, but Baltimore baseball fans were disappointed again. No Gunnar Henderson available in the lineup. Henderson has appeared only once, four hits and five trips, two driven in the Great Britain game. Manager Craig Albernez was stoked when he watched that.
I was fired up watching it. It was so cool. So cool for Gunnar and also the rest of the fans to kind of see what Gunnar can do.
Gunnar trying to come back from an injury-plagued 2025 season. On the ice last night, a wild game in D.C.
Sandin straight away fires, deflected at the doorstep. Kolchek, Cooley, rebound.
Joe B. had the call on Monumenter. Connor McMichael, a huge power play goal midway through the third, and then the floodgates opened after that. Three more followed in a 7-3 win over the Flames. Washington now 5 points behind the Bruins in the playoff chase with 17 games left to play. The time now is 7:37. When we return, Ed Reed, not happy.
Looking for the perfect shooting experience? Come to Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town. Don't forget to ask about our brand new gold and silver memberships. Enjoy unlimited range time, advanced lane reservations, and exclusive discounts on firearms, accessories, and training. Visit us right now and take advantage of our extensive inventory of firearms and accessories. Visit freestategunrange.com or stop by today. Free State Gun Range. Shop, shoot, improve.
You know, this is an interesting story, actually. Are you familiar with it, Ed Reed and Ray Lewis?
We did the story yesterday.
Oh, okay, you did.
Yeah, you're about 24 hours behind.
Okay, well, sometimes that happens.
We'd like to get your perspective on it.
I think legally speaking, forget about the politics for a second. Does the government have the rights to NFL footage, just in general? The logos, the uniforms? I mean, like, if you want to use that in a movie, let's say, you've got to obtain the rights. Does the government have the right to use those logos?
I would think anybody would have to get copyright permission, whatever it is. But it wasn't just the NFL. They used Major League Baseball. They used NFL. They used
basketball. Right, so I'm saying, did the government obtain all that?
I doubt it.
Okay.
Something that, you know, and they, it's better to ask forgiveness than to ask permission.
I just think it's interesting that the president even, or the government even used sports.
They did. Well, he's this big sports guy.
I know, but isn't that, like who does that? I mean.
Well, especially when you're talking about war. When they're bringing a world of hurt on Iran right now, there's a big difference between blowing up a building full of people and a crushing tackle
on the football
by
field.
Ray Lewis. Yeah.
Right. Now, having said all that stuff, I think Ed Reed has every right to be angry with him.
He can say I didn't approve the message. He's got every right to do that.
And Ray Lewis, I don't think Ray Lewis released a statement, actually.
He did not.
I know that Ray was not happy with it.
Not publicly.
Yeah. So there we go. Ravens making news again.
The White House has it. You know, they've got that knife thing in their back pocket in case Ray says.
Did you talk about that yesterday?
No, I waited.
You waited for me.
I saved that for you.
Yeah. Okay, I appreciate that.
You're quite welcome. All right, Gary, thanks.
You're the best.
21 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. If there's anybody that needs anger management, it might be Delegate Kalen Young. And we've talked about him in the past. He's had issues. Look, these child custody battles can be very ugly on both parties, on both levels. So you have the mother of his child, and he obviously are not together, and they share custody. And so there have been some issues in the past where he was accused of assault, was all on body camera, and he was acquitted of that. No charges. He was acquitted of that, found not guilty of an assault on the mother of his child. But the custody battles continue. And the latest is he shows up late with returning, or what she said was late, with returning the custody, and then she calls 911. She calls the police on Delegate Young. And, of course, police show up, and here was the first exchange.
Where did I meet you before? Where?
We met. I'm Delegate Young.
You're trying to remember. I meet too many people.
I know. I'm the local elected official. One of them.
How you doing today, sir?
I was good until this woman tried to call y'all on me just now.
Yeah. So the first thing he says when the police show up, I'm an elected official. Okay? I should be treated, I'm reading between the lines here, I should be treated differently because I'm an elected official. Okay? Then he gets out of the car with the child in the car. The car is running, and he goes to confront the mother of his child.
I do not appreciate you calling law enforcement here. You well know that I'm a local elected official. You well know that this is a problem. This is the second time that you called law enforcement on me. The last time you called me, you had me charged with assault. And when you had me charged with assault, I beat the charge using your doorbell camera.
Again, another mention that I'm an elected official. Then he gets into argument with the Baltimore County police on the scene.
Your child is in the car,
he's
sir.
He's fine, and he's safe.
And the car is on. The engine is on. You cannot walk away from a car when the engine is on.
What you going to hit me with, man?
Go ahead and do what you need to do, sir.
Do me a favor, and you let Major Brown know.
Sir, I don't have no issues with that. Nobody knows about you.
Your attitude that's causing the car.
Okay, all right. You bring the attitude here, not me.
Sir.
You know, do what you need to do, sir. All right. You're not even talking to him. He's just acting all irate. Like, what's wrong with him?
Now, what's wrong with him is right. I think he's got anger management problems. And, again, a reference to, I'm an elected official. Call Major Brown. Ask Major Brown. Again, trying to throw his influence all over the place, and apparently that was another exchange between Delegate Young and these are the police officers that pretty much have had enough of the delegate.
Sir, you think that you're above the law. That's what you think. Okay.
Not above the law.
I'm not going to, listen, I'm going to.
You shouldn't be here.
All right. All right. I'm not above the law. I'm on time.
What the hell does that mean? I'm not above the law. I'm on top. Meaning he's at the top of the law enforcement chain. So, is he above the major that he just referenced? Is he above the Baltimore police commissioner? The county commissioner? I mean, you know, I'm on top. What the hell does that mean? Well, Fox 45's Gary Collins confronted him, asked him about that outside the state house.
Do you believe that you're above the law?
Please, I'm with my son, bro. Please,
do you feel that you're above the law?
Bro, I'm with my son. Yo, you're being disrespectful. That's rude, man.
Well, so I didn't want to answer the question. Then they call a supervisor to discuss things with Delegate Young.
I don't understand why I was looked at
and treated as the person that was doing something wrong.
Sure.
What I need y'all to understand is, again, this is not the first time that she has tried to leverage law enforcement against me, knowing my position. You see the tag?
I saw it, yeah.
It's not like I'm just making this up. She's leveraged law enforcement, and it's been, I had my whole face on the big Fox 45. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what happens. You know what I mean? You know how it is. If I get something on my record,
I understand.
It's out there.
Listen, we're the same way, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
In a different way.
In a different way.
So, exactly. Because the minute it happens to us, we get suspended.
Once again, the reference, you see the tag. I'm an elected official. You see the tag. I'm at the top. This guy is, I'm not saying it's an abuse of authority, but I'm just saying that, A, there's anger management issues here, and delegate, you should seek some professional counseling. I understand these child custody issues can get very, very ugly, but think about this. You're doing all of this in front of your child. You're certainly not setting a good example. So, again, lose the tude and try to get along with the mother of your child and stop putting your children in the middle of everything and stop being so arrogant towards law enforcement. 743, traffic weather on the threes. Once again with the update, here is the King, Lugnuts Johnson.
I brought you as a service, Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. The wreck on 95 is northbound near the rest area. So if you're coming up from 198 and from Route 216, they're looking at it. They're slowing at 198. Even the southbound traffic after Route 32 is getting a look at it. So they're beginning to slow as well. So we're bunched up right in that area coming south as well as on the northbound side where the wreck is. The Beltway locally, pretty much right now, it's all the normal delay. Haven't seen anything out of the ordinary there. The morning backup has arrived now through Annapolis in that area at I-97, right at the split at Route 32. And then from 178 down to the ramp at Route 50, the pace is actually pretty good. We've gone up to about a 25-minute delay now southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels with the lanes open. And everybody's been running okay this morning. No major incidents southbound. We're looking now at the interchange downtown. And everybody's clear right here at Camden Yards, 95, the ramp at Russell Street, the ramp into 395 with all the lanes open. Winter driving has been very hard on your vehicle. So stop in and see Bernie. Let him check all your systems to make sure you're back up and ready to go while we have some warm weather now. Take advantage of that. Stop in and see Bernie at 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. By the way, we do need a contestant. If you choose your fake news, give us a call right now. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Call now. You get to match wits with Maggie and Kristen and, you know, with Half Whitaker as well. Sunny.
Half Whitaker. That's nice. Screwed that up.
Trying to make sure I did.
Shut up. I told you, shut up. It serves you right.
It does.
Trying to be a wise
ass. Trying to do too many things at once. You're right. Sunny, 75 today, mid 40s tonight, and then tomorrow in the mid 70s. Got a shower as possible tomorrow evening as well. Right now, 46 in Dundalk, and it is 45 in Baltimore City. And it is time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. We have no contestant today, so it'll be a panel for personal pride. Maggie,
how can you pass
and
all those prizes?
Kristen. Half Whitaker.
Okay. Oh, man. Right.
I'll tell you, I get no respect.
Okay.
I tell you.
You have to command respect.
Have to command.
You can demand it, but you should command it.
All right, you sit over here and do the traffic. I'll sit over there and command.
Hey, command this.
Whoa. Maggie with a shot across the bow.
I saw that. Story. You're teaching her well.
Story number one. An illegal alien from Africa has allegedly voted in every federal election since 2008, has been arrested. Congressional lawmakers are debating a proposal to strengthen election integrity laws, but this Mauritanian citizen has been charged with voter fraud in Philadelphia for voting in federal elections. Story two, a California teacher has been placed on leave for allegedly urinating into a canister and dumping it out moments before his students entered his classroom. The incident has been captured on a cell phone video. And story number three, Democrats are releasing a video of Senator Mark Wayne Mullen Also, the Department of Homeland Security Secretary nominee replacing Kristi Noem of him making a joke about deporting liberal white ladies. Apparently 2 years ago, Mark Wayne Mullen was addressing a crowd when he says, it is time to get rid of the Karens in our country. We should sick ICE on them. All right. Story one, the illegal alien has voted in every presidential election since 2008. Story two, California teacher placed on leave after he's filmed peeing in a container in his classroom. Or story three, Mark Wayne Mullen jokes about deporting Karens, and the Democrats are after him for that. All right, we'll start with Chuck.
All right. Now, number two reminds me of what's the difference between a rich girl and a poor girl. Rich girl has a canopy over her bed. A poor girl has a canopy under her bed.
Oh!
Boy, he had to reach deep into that one.
Oh!
My God.
You're older than I am.
Chamber pots.
That's a Rolodex 1,216. That's how long.
I think that might be Rolodex number three.
Years.
I don't know. No, I think the guy would pee in the can. He doesn't have a chance to go to the bathroom.
I guess they don't have any bathrooms in that school.
Maybe not. So you use a canister.
How rude.
What was three again?
Oh, my God. This is the longest this has ever taken. Jeez. Mark Wayne Mullen joking about the deporting Karens.
No. I'll go with that.
All right. So it goes for story number three. Kristen.
This is a hard one because the number one, I believe the first half of the story that an illegal alien would vote since 2008. I have a hard time believing the second part, the government officials are actually trying to do something about it. But that might be true, and I could see number two being true. I will say number three as well.
Number three, and Maggie?
I agree with number three, and I'm keeping the pee.
All right. Flag that.
Next time she has to go, tell her she's got to keep the pee.
A chamber pot.
Maybe it could be a pee officer.
Story number three. Yeah, don't get her PO'd. Story three, Mark Wayne Mullen joking about deporting Karens is our fake news story. Everybody is a winner today.
Right, so I'm Chuck, the pack.
You have increased your winning percentage significantly.
Thank you.
You're quite welcome. I'm praising you for your selection.
Anytime you admire my accomplishments, I go away and cry at night.
Time for another roast, then.
Yes, it is. Let's go. I want to see Jimmy anyway. I want to shake his hand.
All right. We'll see you in a couple. Appreciate it.
Don't dump your canister.
That is 7:50. 10 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. Coming up next, the FBI seizes more electronic election records, from Maricopa County. Whatever happened at Wuhan Lab with NIH? You're listening to KC and Company.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a 5-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k x-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040, or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 bucks a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 bucks a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store.
7:53, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Do reckon the Crofton area, watch for that Route 3 at 450. There's a lot of traffic there, and there may have been injuries, so that means a medic unit will be there as well. And both sides of the roadway will probably have an impact through that area. The Beltway, yep, all the normal slowing. The inner loop at Bel Air Road now is better, headed over towards 95, but the outer loop is slowing from the Parkville side all the way into Towson. The inner loop slowing in Pikesville, 795 to Frederick Road. JFX, not bad, but busy from Ruxton Road down through the city-county line. Last check, lanes open, 20-minute delays, southbound at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, sunny 70s today, mid-70s overnight, temps in the mid-40s tomorrow, sunny mid-70s as well. Maybe scattered showers tomorrow evening into Thursday. Right now we're 44 in Pasadena, 46 in Middle River. Let's take a phone call here from Gene in Frederick. Good morning, Gene. Hello, Gene. Gene could not hang or fell out of the cell. Call us back, Gene, if you want. A couple of stories that nobody else in the media is really discussing that you should know about, and that's why we're here, is that the FBI has secretly seized election records from 2020 from Maricopa County in Arizona, ground zero for election fraud in that swing state, which, if I remember correctly, again, was Joe Biden barely won, allegedly. So what this means is the FBI got gigabytes of electronic election data from Maricopa County about a month after the Bureau first disclosed an investigation into election irregularities in Fulton County, which is Atlanta, Georgia. And so they're still sifting through all that data there. What is significant about this is that the FBI has to go to a judge in order to get a subpoena. And they have to make a convincing argument to that judge that they believe that there is enough warranted here to look for these records. And they did that in Fulton County, and now they've done that in Maricopa County. And one wonders if they're going to be counties in Michigan and perhaps Wisconsin, maybe Pennsylvania, that will be next as well. Because, again, I do believe that election was indeed stolen. There was massive fraud and cheating that went on in 2020. Stolen from President Trump based on mail-in ballots, based on a number of issues. But we'll have to wait and see. But people, we had a caller earlier this morning, where are all the indictments? Well, it takes time to investigate this. And once you have investigated, then you've got to go through the process. You got to get subpoenas. You got to impanel grand juries. You got to go to judges. Then once you bring the charges, then you have to convince a jury. And very hard to do. And why is that hard to do? Well, let me tell you why. Natalie Winters, who fills in for Steve Bannon at the War Room. She has written a piece, and we'll get to her in a second. This is Eliana Johnson. I'm sorry, not Natalie. But left-wing activists are targeting jury selection process, training volunteers to sneak onto juries and to nullify Trump administration prosecutions. This is a Soros-funded nonprofit community change, promotes jury nullification, the practice of voting not guilty, even when jurors believe the defendant broke the law. Training slides instruct participants to conceal their motives, never mention jury nullification, avoid signaling political motives, dress in neutral clothes, and say they will consider the evidence fairly. So you may want to leave your Che Guevara t-shirt at home. So, again, George Soros, who, by the way, funded the nonprofit Robin Hood Foundation that gave us Governor West's tax and spend more. Soros is all over state's attorneys. The guy down in Fairfax, Steve Descano, who is just a brutal. He's a Soros-funded. Soros gave him $1 million to run for a local state's attorney's office in Fairfax County. So this is what Soros is a blight on this country and on the world. And the fact, until somebody just completely goes in, and now Alex Soros, his son, has taken up the reins. So that has to stop. But that's what they're doing now, is they're training people to get on these juries and to nullify by the evidence, even when people are, it's like when the D.C. jury with the guy that was assaulted with a sub, they completely found him not guilty. Even though he was guilty of sin, there was video evidence of it. And finally, we're hearing from Fred Lucas over the Daily Signal. As COVID-19 began to emerge in the U.S. in January, February of 2020, the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases got nervous about taxpayer dollars it was sending to Wuhan, according to a tranche of internal emails. What we found out is that NIH officials viewed the Chinese scientific establishment not as it actually operates, but under the authority and control of the Chinese Communist Party, but as they thought it should operate. They thought, they wished it would operate like this within the norms of open scientific collaboration. That did not happen. So they were completely fooled, duped, or willing to look the other way because the Chi-Coms completely shut everything down once it became evident that that was either leaked or intentionally released, which I believe, out of the Wuhan lab. So once again, government bureaucrats strike again at NIH and NIAID. Thank you, Dr. Fauci. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, they're just incredible at what they do. Their excellent service, their commitment and dedication to workmanship when it comes to wiring inside your home, outside your home, landscaping, whatever it is. And now, of course, we're focusing on, especially now we're getting into these mid-70s today, starting to warm up. You want to focus on your air conditioning. Not time for it yet, but it'll be here for too long. Late June, July, August, sweltering heat and humidity. Make sure your air conditioning is going to be there when you need it. You have that filter changed, check all the work parts, and you might need a little bit of a shot of refrigerant. Whatever you need, Tim Kyle, make sure you get it. Call for your appointment today to check out your system. 410-876-9404. Tell them I told you to call. 410-876-9404 or online at timkylecompany.com. Coming up next, a challenger calling out Bill Ferguson for his corporate donations.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. What remains of the Iranian leadership continues spewing out threats, and this one is personal. Directed at President Trump, we quote, "Be careful not to get eliminated yourself." That threat follows Mr. Trump's declaration that Iran will be hit 20 times harder if Tehran tries to stop oil from flowing through the Strait of Hormuz. The president says he is well pleased with the way Operation Epic Fury has been progressing.
We could call it a tremendous success right now as we leave here. I could call it, or we could go further, and we're going to go further. But the big risk on that war has been over for 3 days. We wiped them out in the first 2 days.
If you've been to the gas station lately, you know what's happened to pump prices since the start of the war. But the BBC's David Willis says that some relief may be on the way.
Having soared to nearly $120 a barrel, the price of oil fell in response to a G7 pledge to release supplies from the strategic reserve, and further on President Trump's declaration that the war with Iran was pretty much complete. That comment also helped rally U.S. share prices. Mr. Trump said U.S. Navy vessels would now be on hand to accompany tankers using the Strait of Hormuz, but downplayed the likely economic impact on U.S. consumers, saying other countries had more to lose.
As of this morning, AAA's national average for a gallon of regular gas, $3.54, and that is up 6 cents a gallon from yesterday. President Trump is urging congressional Republicans to pass the Save America Act. It is the voter ID election integrity bill that's opposed by the Democrats. Wall Street, Dow futures down 57 points, NASDAQ futures off 12. More on these stories, townhall.com.
My friends over at Pure Talk have been sending me customer feedback from ConsumerAffairs.com, where thousands of people rate and review the top wireless providers. Here, for instance, is a nice note from James in Raleigh, North Carolina, who writes, quote, "After hearing Mike Rowe's ad, we made the switch to Pure Talk, and we couldn't be happier. We went from spending $1,200 a year with T-Mobile to $420 with Pure Talk. Thanks, Mike. Switch today!" Pure Talk is saving James $820 $1,000 a year. And because he literally wrote the words, switch today, in capital letters, with an exclamation point, I'm going to go ahead and dedicate this commercial to him. So folks, take it from James in Raleigh, North Carolina. Pure Talk can give you unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data for just $25 a month on the same 5G service the big guys are overcharging you for. Just dial #250, say Mike Rowe. You'll also save 50% off your first month. That's #250 to save an additional 50%. Thanks, James.
Good morning. It's 8:03 on Casey & Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
The backup at the Old Harbor Tunnel is still there. It's back beyond Pulaski Highway, and it is moving for the traffic going into the tunnels southbound. And we see all the lanes open at the Fort McHenry Tunnel with the heavy traffic southbound. But all the lanes are moving. But again, our backups this morning right now at about the usual 20-minute delay. No big wrecks. All the roadways are open. Four lanes southbound at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. The normal two lanes southbound on 895, 695 with the normal delays. We're still slow with the wreck near the rest area in Howard County, northbound 95. Coming up between 216 and Route 32. If you're coming through the Crofton area, about 20 minutes ago, there was a wreck at Route 3 near the intersection at Route 450. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got another bright and sunny and warm day coming up with highs headed into the mid-70s, partly cloudy and mild tonight, actually, with lows falling back into the mid-40s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Evie Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
48 degrees in Pikesville and 44 in Edgewood at 8:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Fox 45 reports that a fire damaged multiple homes in West Baltimore overnight, according to authorities. Firefighters were alerted around 11:20 p.m. on Monday. All of the houses damaged by the fire were in the 1500 block of Clifton Avenue, and all of them were vacant. A former Metropolitan Police Department officer is accused of sexual assaults in Virginia and Maryland, according to a news release from Tacoma Park Police. Timothy Valentin, 30, of Fort Washington, was arrested in Alexandria in December. Investigators say he targeted women he met socially, recorded the encounters, and may have temporarily incapacitated his victims before the attacks. And sharpshooters from the U.S. Department of Agriculture are working to reduce Baltimore's deer population in several city parks this month. Lincoln Park will be closed from 4 p.m. to 7 a.m. through March 19th, while crews work to remove more than 100 deer. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 975, the pick 4, 6686. 8:05 on Casey & Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
High five! Up top!
Dave's company just got the 5-year price lock guarantee from Comcast Business.
Yeah!
It's 5 years of gig speed internet, advanced security, and a great rate that won't change. All from the company with 99.9% network reliability.
Heck yeah!
He hasn't given this many high fives since Deborah brought in her famous banana bread.
Yes!
The Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee. Powering 5 years of savings, powering possibilities.
And it's hurting, but I am not stopping.
For a limited time, now through March 29th, switch to Comcast Business to lock in your rate for 5 years and get a $500 prepaid card on a qualifying gig bundle. Or ask how to get started with 150 megabit internet for $59.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Don't wait. Call today. Restrictions apply. New customers only. 1-year contract required for guarantee rate. Paperless billing and automatic payments with bank account required. 5-year pricing applies to monthly service charge, excluding taxes and fees.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
8:05 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Fronin and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. This was Ravens center Tyler Linderbaum asked about his future in Baltimore after the loss to Pittsburgh in January.
I'm going to take some time off. Don't worry about that at a later time.
A later time is here after some serious consideration. Linderbaum accepting a serious offer from the Raiders yesterday. 3 years, $81 million. The NFL Network's Rich Eisen coming up with this nugget.
So, somewhere, Fernando Mendoza is walking around knowing exactly whose ass he's putting his hands under.
That is true. Mendoza, the quarterback out of Indiana, likely the number one pick in the upcoming NFL draft. Now, this was Isaiah Likely on the Kay Adams podcast just last week.
Separating the business side from the family side.
And that's exactly what he did yesterday. $24 million over 3 years he accepted from John Harbaugh and the New York Football Giants. Orioles news, Kobe Mayo, another start yesterday at third for Baltimore, one hit in three trips, 9 for 22 on the spring as Mayo looks to take advantage of the situation around Jordan Westberg. Trey Gibson goes 4 for Baltimore, one hit, 2 earned runs allowed in the 7-2 loss to the Cardinals. Daytime spring baseball for you today in Palm Beach, Florida, O's and Astros at 1:05 p.m. Coming up in 30 minutes, the Maryland basketball season could be over today. And that is Stein on Sports.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the comfort guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Dundalk to the boardwalk, from Pikesville to Parkville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Email us at am680@WCBM.com. Text in the show using the free WCBM mobile app. And, of course, we will continue to take your calls and comments and your texts and emails. We'll read some of those coming up in just a second. All right, in this hour, Baltimore City and Maryland SAT scores dropping again. ISIS-inspired attack in New York City. And the story at the top, the challenger is calling out Bill Ferguson for his corporate donations and his plush little retreats that he holds for energy executives. Let's not forget that Bill Ferguson works for a solar company. I can't remember what the name of it is. I'm sure one of our listeners will remind me. But he should recuse himself from all things energy in the Maryland State Senate. Isn't that convenient, having a solar energy employee as the state Senate president? So as energy bills continue to climb here in Maryland, a political challenger, his name is Bobby LePin, he is calling out Senate President Bill Ferguson, questioning whether campaign contributions from utility companies could influence how he and others are handling energy costs. In a viral social media post, Ferguson's opponent basically calling out Ferguson nearly received $60,000 in political donations tied to energy and utility companies.
I don't need $58,950 for a corporation when I have the people of Baltimore having my back.
He got a lot of attention because he did like a Rocky Balboa style post of, running up the steps on Federal Hill and getting at the top. And here's how a portion of the ad went.
Because you can't fight for the people if you're owned by the corporation.
Yeah. You hear the Rocky theme music in the background. I think that's a good move on his part. Now, whether, I don't think he's got any money to speak of. I think Ferguson's got, nearly $1 million, I think, in his campaign. But then LePin, and by the way, these companies donating to Ferguson, BGE, Washington Gas and Light, Constellation Energy, Pepco, Exelon, Vistra Energy, First Energy Pack, Chesapeake Utilities Corporation, Next Era Energy Marketing, Eastern Gas Transmission and Storage, NRG Energy, Berkshire Hathaway Energy. So line up the energy companies because they know who to ply with donations. And LePin also pointed to this $25,000 per ticket political retreat that Ferguson hosted in 2024 at a luxury ranch in Colorado, attended by business leaders and energy executives like BGE CEO Tamla Olivier.
When you take those $25,000, that corporation is not giving a politician $25,000 to do what's right by the people. They're giving that money to do what's right by the corporation. So when we run this race, I am not taking any corporate money. I'm not taking money from developers.
And 5 days after the Rocky style video and the social media post by Bobby LePin, all of a sudden, Bill Ferguson found his energy conscience.
So PG&E must justify the need for this project and explain how a project that was proposed for $100 million has now jumped to nearly $500 million in just a few short years.
Ah, the Peninsula Project. All of a sudden, he's opposed to it even after it's been around for years. And LePin was asked whether or not the timing questioned Senator Ferguson.
I would say that the Office of the People's Counsel made the politicians aware of that project years ago. And years ago, the OPC said, we should probably take a look at this. It is convenient that 5 days after I posted a video on social media that got hundreds of thousands of views, that now Bill Ferguson is finally stepping up and trying to protect the people. I do find it convenient.
So Ferguson's campaign holds roughly $1.2 million of cash on hand. LePin, $51,000. Now one wonders why these companies gave nearly $60,000 to Bill Ferguson. I don't think Bobby LePin got a cent from these energy companies. Gee, I wonder why. 8:13 traffic weather on the threes. Once again with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
There's a new wreck in the city, Cold Spring Lane at Hillen Road. That's up on the northeast side, and there was some road blockage there, so a little bit of traffic build up there, especially on Cold Spring Lane. And Hillen Road pretty active as well through there, both north and southbound. We had the heavy traffic earlier. Going to change the camera here now. I want to go back down the 95 and take a look around 216, see if that backup is still there. It looks like it's loosened up now, moving up through that area from 198. Yep, looks a lot better there, and southbound a lot better too. So that means the wreck and the incident was gone near the rest area on 95 northbound, very quickly back to normal. Still some slowing at both the harbor tunnels. We're still backed up pretty close to a 20-minute delay, both on 95 and 895, but at least everything this morning has been open the entire time, not like that wreck we had yesterday that blocked us up for 3 hours at one point. And the JFX still fine between Ruxton Road and the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
In Fox 25, Weather Authority forecast, gorgeous weather today and tomorrow. Sunny both days, highs in the mid-70s, lows mid-40s. Tomorrow night is when our first opportunity would be for some rain showers, if you will. We'll look into the weekend here tomorrow as well. Right now, 47 and cloudy in Owings Mills and 47 in Ellicott City. And from the birthplace of our Star-Spangled Banner, our national anthem, Fort McHenry, Baltimore, it is time for America 250 celebration. And, of course, America 250 brought to you by the Smile Design Center. If you ever dreamed of achieving that perfect smile, the time to act is now. Call the Smile Design Center, 410-321-1100, and make that dream a reality. All right, on this day, March 10th, 1864, President Abraham Lincoln signed a brief document officially promoting then-Major General Ulysses S. Grant to the rank of Lieutenant General of the U.S. Army, tasking the future president with the job of leading all Union troops against the Confederate Army. The rank of lieutenant general had not been used until, 1798. I think it was then John Adams, President Adams, gave it to former President George Washington. But in 1862, Lincoln had asked Congress to revive the rank of lieutenant general in order to distinguish between the general in charge of all Union forces and other generals of equal rank who served under him in the field. Congress also wanted to reinstate the rank, but only if Lincoln gave that rank to Grant. Lincoln had other ideas. He preferred to promote then-commanding General Henry Halleck to lead the Union Army, which had been plagued by a string of ineffective leaders, terrible losses in battle. He was reluctant to promote Grant and risk boosting the general's popularity at the time. Washington was abuzz with rumors that many northern senators were considering nominating Grant instead of Lincoln to the 1864 Republican National Convention. After Grant publicly dismissed the idea of running for the presidency, Lincoln submitted to Congress his choice, and Congress agreed to give Grant the revived rank. As Lieutenant General of the United States Army, Grant was answerable only to Lincoln. Well-respected by troops and civilians, he earned Lincoln's trust and went on to force the South's surrender in 1865. And although Ulysses S. Grant enjoyed a distinguished career in the military, he later wrote that he never consciously chose life as a soldier. As a student at West Point, he never expected to graduate, let alone lead the entire U.S. Army in a desperate but ultimately successful struggle to preserve our Union. In 1869, General Ulysses S. Grant would become the 18th President of the United States. And that's the way it was on this date in History of America 250, brought to you by the Smile Design Center.
WCBM Baltimore.
If your current dentist is not up to your expectations, take my word for it. You need to go see Dr. Lairfield at the Smile Design Center. His staff is fantastic, the office relaxing, and you'll get the best professional cleaning possible. Dr. Lairfield has told me that lots of people don't like even going to the dentist for a cleaning, and that can be a bad mistake. When you skip cleanings, it can lead to gum disease, tooth decay, gingivitis, and even heart issues. That's why you should never miss getting your teeth cleaned and examined every 6 months. So call the Smile Design Center now for a free consultation at 410-321-1100.
WCBM Baltimore.
And it's coming up on 820, 20 minutes after the hour here on Casey and Company. We're talking about, again, and this is just typical. I know in Senator Ferguson's case, we're picking on him right now because of the energy crisis in Maryland. And but this is how business is done in a corrupt state where the people like Ferguson and others, Westmore, and maybe even some Republicans would come to mind. They do the business and the bidding of the corporations, of the big donors. And let's face it, because that's money is the mother's milk of politics, and you need money in order to run campaigns. And you know, once you have large donors, be they business donors or corporations, you feel beholden. Are obligated to them. So, the little guy, you and I, we don't get the actual representation, and we don't get heard. We don't pick up the phone. Senator Bill Ferguson's not taking my call, okay? He'll take BG&E's call or take somebody else's call, but they won't take my, and this is the problem in our, in Maryland today. First off, one party rule. Secondly, that the little guy's voice never gets heard. And this is what Bobby LePin is trying to point out. And, again, he may, obviously $51,000 against $1 million, isn't going to get you much. But at least he's doing it on principle. So I salute him, for holding Senator Ferguson's feet to the fire. All right, it's 8:21. Your calls and comments coming up next. Don't forget, right after the 8:30 news, we've got the update on that ISIS-inspired terrorist attack on New York City. You're listening to Casey and Company.
Need smarter office IT, print, and marketing solutions? Explore Dossier's multifunction printers, Epson, Canon, Kyocera, and so much more to help your business needs run and grow. Serving Bel Air and Hunt Valley. Learn more at mydossier.com.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturdays at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
Massive tax increases, skyrocketing utility bills, criminal illegals roaming free in the state. It must stop now. Go to WCBM.com and sign our state petition. Send a message to our elected leaders that they need to listen to voters and stop the tyranny of one-party rule. Go to WCBM.com and send an SOS for a real change.
22 minutes after the hour. Steve is taking me to task this morning. Say, there are many different opinions about the war, many problems at home, but when people call, let them make their point and then yours. Stepping on each other is annoying, Steve, in Hartford County. I did respond to Steve, and I said, look, I'd love to make let callers take as long as they want, but due to the format of the show, there are time constraints, there are marks that I have to meet to hit news and so on and so forth. So my philosophy, let the caller make their point as succinctly as possible, and then we can gauge in some kind of interaction or debate. This is I just don't have the time to have caller monologues and have people take up the entire segment when we're trying to have a free-spirited exchange of ideas and opinions. I try to be respectful to all our callers. Don't always agree with them, as we had this morning, but I do respect each and every one of our callers, and I appreciate when you call into the show. It's 8:23, time for traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Like there might be a broken down vehicle on Russell Street as you're going out to eventually the VW Parkway southbound near Waterview Avenue. So that would be just after the bridge at I-95, and I see a police car there with another vehicle. So a little bit slow right there at the scene. Both the tunnels still kind of plodding along. 95 is still backed up beyond the Eastern Avenue Bridge. 895 has moved down just a bit. Was backed up before Pulaski Highway. Now backed up right around the Erdman Avenue ramp. So we're making a little progress. And again, the lanes are open. Nothing major right now for that traffic through there. Right around the interchange at 95 and Russell Street, 395. All the lanes are open. Always busy coming in from the southwest side of the Beltway and then eventually into downtown. Cold Spring Lane at Hillen Road. That was a new wreck in the city. And a wreck about 30 minutes ago, but it looks like they're still there in Crofton at Route 3 at Route 450. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Enjoy your Tuesday. Sunshine today, mid-70s tonight, back down to the mid-40s right now. Partly cloudy, 50 in Reisterstown, and it's 45 in Ocean City. Let's go to Bill in Ellicott City. Good morning, Bill.
Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I wanted to congratulate you on your synopsis of the career of Ulysses S. Grant. Unfortunately, a truly great American, one of the great Americans in our history, who is in some ways largely forgotten except by those students of the Civil War. Thank you very, very much. You did a great service. Thanks.
All right, Bill. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. That's why we do the America 250, and I'm trying now to focus on, because I mean, we throw a lot at you, and there's a lot of things that happen. I try to pick out the highlight of the day now, and what I think is the highlight, and these are the major stories that had a major impact on the founding of our nation and getting us to where we are today, and that's what I'm trying to do as part of this celebration, which is going to end up in Independence Day later this year with our 250th birthday. I remember being on the Mall on our 200th birthday, the bicentennial, and that was crazy. I got to tell you, I've never seen anything like it. There were over a million people on the Mall that day. The Beach Boys, I remember, were playing. Again, it was a sea of humanity. But what was so interesting, I remember about it, I don't know if you were there or you knew somebody who went, but it was just the overall camaraderie and patriotism and spirit of this nation. And yeah, there were minor skirmishes here and there. People got in arguments. But for the most part, the crowd was well behaved. And you could tell this was an integral moment in our country's history, and people were there to celebrate that. Yes, I'm sure I was amongst liberals, conservatives, independents, agnostics, atheists, believers, Christians, Jews, all sorts of ethnic type. These are all Americans, and all the Americans gathered together on that day, July 4th, 1976, to celebrate our 200th birthday. And it was really special because I was fresh out of high school. I was 21 years old at that point, and this was it was a great time. I really was. And hoping that the same can be said. I just see where D.C. picked up the Grand Prix for the 250th year. So now they're going to have a Formula One Grand Prix race through the streets of D.C. As well. So a lot going on this year. We had the Olympics. Milan. We have the World Cup coming later on. We have we got the Grand Prix. We've got the big celebration of the 250 coming up a little bit later on. And then, of course, in 28, we have the Summer Olympics in Los Angeles. This will be during a crucial election year as well. So there's a lot to look forward to. And, again, I know people are concerned about this war as the major combat operations, as you should be. Nobody likes war. Nobody wants war. But sometimes war is required, especially, again, what is the old saying about confronting evil? Again, when good men do nothing, evil prospers. So we had to do it. I support the president. I want the president to get in, achieve all the mission objectives that he named, get in and get out. No ground invasion, no boots on the ground. No forever war, no protracted war. Do the damage that you seek to do. Destroy their ability to make ballistic missiles. Destroy their launchers. Decimate their navy. Decimate their nuclear program. Get that enriched uranium out of country. But let the people of Iran decide their own future. And that, I think, is the best advice I would give the president. I think he's moving in that direction. And you look at what's happening with Maduro in Venezuela and now Cuba. The same thing might happen in Cuba because they're economically depressed and in great trouble. The president is protecting Americans by securing our hemisphere, number one. And number two, removing a terrorist state sponsor called Iran that is vowed to destroy America, the great Satan. And if they ever got a hold of a nuclear warhead to put it on a ballistic missile, I'm sure they would launch it. Because, look, they believe in this, Islamic Armageddon, if you will, that they'll all be martyrs and get their 72 virgins. Crazy, I know. 829, you've heard me talk about Mark McVeary, the reverse mortgage answer man, for years. And let me ask you something. When you sit down to pay your bills each month, is your mortgage bill still the biggest one? I bet it is. And a lot of people plan to have their house paid off by the time they retire. But you know what? Life happens. Some homeowners even start thinking they may have to sell and move because they can't afford to stay in the home they love. But before you do that, I want you to talk to Mark McVeary. Mark's been specializing in reverse mortgages for over 30 years, helped thousands of homeowners right here. Reverse mortgage can eliminate that mortgage payment completely, put the money back in your pocket every month, allowing you to stay right where you are. And here's what I like about Mark. He does his homework before anything moves forward. That's why there are no out-of-pocket costs to get their loan done. He already knows whether the loan is going to work or not. So when you deal with Mark, you speak with him and you work with him directly. He lives here. He knows this market inside and out. He makes sure you get every dollar you're entitled to. So call Mark McVeary today, 410-788-7070, 410-788-7070. 830, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Fox 45 reports a call for more oversight of Baltimore County public schools hit a roadblock in Annapolis after the county's state Senate delegation split evenly on whether to back the proposal. Delegate Ryan Nalrocki introduced legislation that would give the Baltimore County Inspector General oversight of the county school district. Nalrocki said he believes the school system needs an added layer of accountability because half of Baltimore County's budget goes to fund the school district. And student outcomes continue to decline in Baltimore City public schools. Despite record high funding, SAT scores in Baltimore have hit record lows. This year, taxpayers will give the school system about $1.9 billion. Of course, we don't want to see our kids be doing better, explained Bill Ferguson at a recent press conference. Project Baltimore asked Ferguson about an ongoing problem, not just in Baltimore City schools, but throughout Maryland, declining SAT scores. And a school employee was found dead Monday at an Arundel Elementary School. Police say there were no signs of trauma or foul play, and investigators are waiting for autopsy results to determine a cause of death. Officials later identified the employee as 75-year-old Deborah Tolson, who worked as a math interventionist at the school. Students were released early Monday morning as counselors were made available for staff and students. And Maryland congressional leaders visited an ICE Center holding facility in Baltimore Monday to check conditions after reports of overcrowding. Lawmakers say their phones were taken away and they were not allowed to take photos inside the building. Officials say no detainees were inside during the visit, which some leaders called suspicious. The visit follows a federal judge's ruling last week limiting how many detainees can be held at the facility. 8:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville offers high-end luxury and quality at very affordable prices. Their beautiful showroom in Jarrettsville is a great place to shop and pick the one that's just right for you. You'll get quality appliances backed by the very best installation and service. Remember, if it cools, freezes, washes, dries, or bakes, sizzles, or air fries, you'll find it all at Jarvis. Go to JarvisAppliance.com. That's JarvisAppliance.com. Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville.
Bud's at Silver Run. What a great way to celebrate our 17th anniversary. Winner, best fine dining. Winner, best seafood restaurant. Winner, best crab cake. Thank you, Carroll County, for voting Bud's at Silver Run the best in Carroll Magazine's first annual Reader's Choice Awards. Carroll Magazine Reader's Choice Awards, the best of Bud's at Silver Run. For reservations, call 410-346-6816 or visit us online at budsatsilverrun.com.
8:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
We still have some slowing on the Beltway, but it's all the normal stuff on the Parkville side through Pikesville, through Green Spring to the JFX, and coming down the west side. Been pretty solid all morning long. Starts early on the outer loop at 795 and continues all the way down through the ramps at I-70. The pace is not too bad overall, and we don't have any issues through there. The inner loop is really slow coming up now through Liberty Road and through Green Spring Avenue, and like we said, eventually over to the JFX before it gets better, and then moving over to the ramps at I-83. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got another bright and sunny and warm day coming up with highs headed into the mid-70s, partly cloudy and mild tonight, actually, with lows falling back into the mid-40s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Evie Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, quite a day yesterday for the Ravens. Mass exodus led by Tyler Linderbaum to the Raiders, becoming the highest paid interior lineman in NFL history. Meanwhile, three Ravens become Giants. Isaiah Likely, Jordan Stout, and Darius Washington reuniting with John Harbaugh. Charlie Kohler becomes a Charger, Aloe Gilman a Chief, and Draymond Jones a Patriot. Coming back to Baltimore, offensive lineman John Simpson. Meanwhile, former Raiders defensive coach Rob Ryan waxing poetic about new Ravens pass rusher Max Crosby.
I've seen Tom Brady, and I've seen Max. And there are nobody like those guys. And just think about it. They're right now in the same building.
That was when they were in Las Vegas together, but no longer. WBC, I should say, baseball. Last night from Houston, a sellout crowd, 41,000. Much of it was rooting for the Mexicans, but they were disappointed. Aaron Judge with a big two-run shot. Roman Anthony a three-run blast. Team USA 5-3 over Mexico. The first time they've beaten the Mexicans in the WBC since 2006. They'll play Italy tonight at 9 p.m. to secure their spot in the quarterfinals. NBA news, OKC's reigning NBA MVP, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, tied Wilt Chamberlain's record, 126 straight games, scoring 20 or more points. They beat the Nuggets last night, 129-126. Maryland basketball plans. Plays in the Big Ten tournament this afternoon, tipping off against number 16 seed Oregon at 5 p.m. The winner advancing to take on number 9 seed Iowa on Wednesday at noon. Local college basketball last night in a game that saw 9 ties and 10 lead changes. Towson falls to Hofstra in a CAA semifinal, 68-65 in overtime. Tonight in Catonsville, UMBC continues its march to the NCAAs, hosting UMass Lowell in an America East semifinal. The Retrievers have won 10 in a row, their second longest winning streak in the school D1 history. And what about the Blast? Quite a weekend. Winners now of 7 in a row. They beat Utica 9-5 at home on Friday night, traveled to San Diego on Saturday, played the well-rested Sockers on Sunday, and beat them 5-4, scoring 4 goals in the 4th to pull it out. Blast now find themselves in first place tie with San Diego. The Sockers have 1 game in hand with 4 to play. Birthdays today. The pride of Mackin High School in D.C., who pledged an Austin Carr, turned 78 on January 23rd of 71. 1. Austin's car scored 46 points to lead Notre Dame to an 89-82 win over UCLA. Hall of Famer and former Ravens DB Rod Woodson is 61 years of age today. And on this day in baseball history, we take it back just 4 years ago, but it's important. March 10th, 2022, big league owners and players agree to a new collective bargaining agreement, ending a 99-day lockout and ensuring a full 162-game season. Beware, baseball could be headed to a similar situation after this season. The time now is 8:37 when we return, the NBA throwing cold water at the Hawks.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
Can you believe the crowd in Houston last night?
No, that's why I asked you where the game was played, because it's incredible. I thought maybe it was in, you know, closer to the border. Well, Houston is down there, but on the Gulf. But that is indicative of just how the demographics have changed,
absolutely,
not only in the country, but in Texas, where you'd have people openly rooting for Mexico instead of Team USA.
Yeah, I'd say it was about half and half, but still, there were 41,000 people there last night, so 20,000 plus for Mexico.
Why don't the hell they go back to Mexico and they can root for their home country?
I mean, they could, but they weren't playing the game in Mexico. Yeah. I wonder how many Mexicans crossed the border to come watch the game.
Yeah.
Do you think that's possible?
Only legally.
Well, you're right.
You're not
getting
across the border illegally these days.
Well, they would cross, I guess, at El Paso, right?
Right.
So I wonder how far El Paso is to Houston. It's probably quite a way. Yeah. I don't think that happened. Right. That was Mexicans in the U.S. Hey, I'm talking about the Atlanta Hawks here. Remember we talked a couple weeks ago, maybe even last week, about the promotion the Hawks
Magic
were going to
do?
Magic City, right.
Yeah.
So the NBA nixed it.
Did you go down and check it out over the weekend?
I couldn't because the NBA nixed it.
Oh,
I was going
did.
To.
Oh.
I had reservations and I had to cancel them. Yeah, so. But
you went to Vermont instead.
I did. I went to Vermont. But Southwest gives you the points back, so it's, you know, nothing ventured, nothing gained. So they canceled it. They said, we're not doing that. It's not family friendly, yada, 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 which is true. And the Hawks said, okay, we'll abide by it. They're still going to have the celebration, but it's going to be scaled back tremendously. There's going to be no pole dancing or any of that stuff that would have been, could have been, should have been, whatever. Anyway, so that happened. The NBA did that. The woke NBA did that.
Yeah, they are very woke. It's a very woke league.
Except when it comes to Magic City.
Yeah, Magic City. Well, again, maybe they'll find another way.
No Magic in Atlanta.
I wonder if the Orioles would ever do that, because they do have Pride Month. And
the Orioles would
Pride
never,
night.
Never do that. That would that promotion, promoting a strip bar, you know, the iconic cultural institution,
so you're saying
would never happen in
you're
Baltimore.
Saying, we used to have Three Buck Night at Memorial Stadium. Remember that?
Yeah, I do.
Maybe we have Three Block Night. On and they can honor the Baltimore block.
Never happened.
Never.
I wonder what the public thinks. That will never ever happen in Baltimore.
Okay, Mr. Rubenstein, are you listening? Thank you, Gary.
You got it.
8:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. So folks are worried about sleeper cells activating here in the United States. We're also worried about the number of terrorists that were let in by the Biden regime on our southern border. And we've had Chinese nationals, military-age males. We've had folks from Middle Eastern countries get in, some escaping problems in their homeland, some who just want to sneak into the country and lie in wait. But then there are those whose parents are let into the country for some strange reason. And I'm talking about the two individuals, 18 and 19 years of age, that were took a pledge of allegiance to ISIS. They were and they live in Bucks County, Pennsylvania. If you're not familiar with Bucks County, it's a fairly affluent suburb of Philadelphia. In fact, the parents live in a $2 million home in Bucks County of one of the individuals. And so these individuals, they were radicalized online. These were young Muslim males. They traveled to Turkey and other terrorist training spots and somehow were able to go back and forth. And one wonders, since they're spying on Trump and General Flynn and the Where are intel agencies and the FBI tracking these moles, these terrorist moles that are going overseas to train and are becoming radicalized online? Where are the efforts to capture these individuals, to identify and root them out before they start throwing bombs at an anti-Islam rally in New York City? Two bombs with TATP, the incendiary explosive device that favorite of terrorists, known as the Mother of Satan, could have been devastating yesterday. Could have killed and maimed others. Here's New York Police Commissioner Jennifer Tisch talking about these two terrorist ideologues.
After being advised of his Miranda rights and waiving those rights, Kayumi said in recorded post-arrest statements that he had watched ISIS propaganda on his phone and that his actions that day were partly inspired by ISIS.
So that's all that's I'm sorry, I'm not buying it. All you do is pick up your phone and you start watching propaganda and lickety-split, you become a terrorist. No, there's more to this. There's got to be more to this. Like, what were the parents' thoughts? What were their ideology? Where did they worship? What, the mosque and the imam? And there's got to be other people they associated with that helped with their radicalization. But here's the real stunner. They wanted this incident in New York to be bigger than the Boston Marathon bombing.
He also told investigators that he had hoped to carry out an attack even bigger than the Boston Marathon bombing, which he noted resulted in only three deaths.
Three deaths, but many, many more were maimed and injured for life. But that's who we let into this country. We ought to be damn careful as to who gets in here on any kind of visa. Personally, I think there should be a halt on all immigration until we get a better grip of getting these criminal illegal aliens out and who was let in under the Biden regime. I think we should pause everything. We should look at bridal visas, tourist visas, student visas, everything to make sure that our people are kept safe. Yesterday or the day over the weekend could have been a devastating attack. Kudos to the NYPD for their swift action. They did find a third device in a car nearby with a robot. So they exploded all of them to get rid of, but they were all similar in design. 8:43, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the King, Chuck Whitaker.
I was just looking around and see what was going on. Went up 95, and I said, "Ooh, look at this fog at the Tidings Bridge," and then, of course, the Hayden Bridge, both of those over the Susquehanna. So very heavy fog right over the river itself. So local traffic there in Havity Grace on Route 40, and then the heavy traffic on the interstate with the heavy fog on 95 there at the Harford County and the Cecil County line. There was a new wreck in the city very close to the ramp at Erdman Avenue, the ramp that would take you on to 895 onto the tunnel throughway. Might be affecting the top end of that ramp. Tunnel traffic has moved down just a bit. We're making a little progress now. We're about 15 minutes now, maybe a little bit less as we continue to wind down towards the end of the rush hour without any major problems. Still some slowing on the Beltway, on the Parkville side, through Pikesville, and coming down the west side, even a little bit slow on the inner loop crossing Route 40 and coming up to the bridge at I-70. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Going to be sunny today, mid-70s. We've got some morning clouds still lingering around, but should burn off and be a nice day today. Right now we're looking at 47 in Glen Burnie, 48 in downtown Baltimore. Time for our feel-good news segment of the day, brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills.
I need some good.
Once again, canine, man's best friend to the rescue. A hero dog saved a woman from severe hypothermia on a very cold morning walk in Virginia. The dog's name is Gozier, and she alerted her owner to a woman with Alzheimer's who was outside in a white robe, barely moving in the snow. She'd been outside for hours and was in danger of suffering death from hypothermia. After being saved, good news, she's okay. Here's Gozier's owner, Dan DiCadillo, telling the story.
Gozer started barking wildly, and the bark was a different bark in that it had a little bit of a cry to it. It was a woman in a white robe, and she was barely moving. The woman had Alzheimer's and was known to try to walk out of the house in the middle of the night. If you see something out there that doesn't look right, don't ignore it. I think that's the moral of this story.
Indeed, the morals. Great story, and something that, again, these dogs have a sixth sense sometimes when it comes to when people are in trouble. Our feel-good news brought to you by Town Appliance right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills for all your appliance needs.
Hi, it's Kim Klasick. When I think appliances, I think Town Appliance in Owings Mills. You're going to meet Mayor and Mayor, and they'll help you make the best choice. Whether you're remodeling or replacing, they'll guide you through all their brands, like Electrolux and Frigidaire. Over 70 trusted brands to choose from. Whatever fits your style and budget, they will customize it just for you. This is a family-run store that actually treats you like family. Skip the big box chaos and take it from me. Once you walk into their showroom, be prepared to be amazed, like I was. TownAppliance.com, powered by family, trusted by yours.
Day 47, 13 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. Baltimore City Schools SAT scores and Maryland SAT scores have hit record lows amid massive funding with a blueprint and so much more. This year, taxpayers will give the school system in Baltimore City $1.9 billion, and the SAT scores have plummeted every year since 2016 when the SAT was redesigned nationally. Chris Papps at Project Baltimore filing this report. And, you know, once again, the SAT scores are not just a measure of student achievement, but it's also a measure of how our school system is succeeding or failing our students. Here's school activist K.G. McKenzie.
This is a report card for them. It's not just a report card for our children. It's sad, and it's frustrating.
And recently, Chris Papps and Fox 45 asked Senate President Bill Ferguson, when he wasn't accepting energy corporate donations, what he thought about the plummeting SAT scores, and he seemed to blame a CCP virus for the problem.
So over the last 6 years, I think we've seen the pandemic have an unprecedented impact on educational outcomes across the board.
The problem is that would be true if the school SAT scores weren't plummeting before COVID-19. Which there's a clear pattern of them dropping in 2017, 2018, and 2019. COVID didn't really get full blown into I think it was March of 2020, so it was percolating in the January, but March is when we pretty much. So the school SAT scores were already on their way down before that. I'm sure it didn't help, but then Ferguson shifted, saying that the SAT test itself is not equitable.
One test is not a determinative value. I think we've seen a lot of debate over the SAT in particular and its inequitable impact.
The school's SAT scores were 910 starting in 2017. And since that time, the average score is 856. That's nearly a 60-point drop in the last 8 years or so. And Ferguson says, well, you got to look at other things besides the SAT score.
So what we've seen is that lower SAT scores, but with individuals with higher GPAs who go on to college, show better persistence and long-term outcomes than what just on the basis of their SAT scores.
Now, look, I agree that the sum of the parts is greater than just one test. Some people don't do well on standardized tests. Some people get nervous. They tense up. Whether it's an SAT or whether it's a final or whatever, you can do good schoolwork, do your homework all year long, and you just blow a test. That happens. But you could take the SAT multiple times, or the ACT as it was once known. But I do think what's happening here is these politicians, these elected leaders, are burying their heads in the sand. They're choosing not to look at the failure of our educational system in toto. And I think that is something that Bill Ferguson, the Speaker, the Governor, and other Democrats, instead of just throwing money at the problem, why don't you take a really good, hard look at what you're getting for your money? And I think if you did that, things would be going a lot smoother and better for our children in schools. Rescue Natural Supplements, wanted to remind you that omega-3s are essential fatty acids. These are the things you find in fatty fish and, you know, some nuts and things of that nature, which we don't get enough of in our diet because, you know, the Eskimo diet is really rich in it, but, you know, most of us don't have access to that kind of fish on a regular basis, so especially the good kind of fish from cold water. So what we need to do is supplement, and I think everybody should be on an essential fatty acid or omega-3 supplement. I think it's beneficial for everyone as far as, you know, chronic inflammation, joint mobility, skin tone, mood. We know that it helps pregnant women. We also know that it helps people above the age of 50 and 60 with, you know, that may or may not be candidates for dementia or Alzheimer's. It is, we find out it's good because your brain is like 90% fat. And so we know the essential fatty acids are really, really good for your brain as well. So call, get yours today. Buy one, get one free. Use the coupon code OMEGA50. That's OMEGA50 at 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. Or online at res-q.com.
The excitement of Orioles season is here. Get updates, info, and commentary from Stan the Fan Charles, Glenn Clark, and others at PressBoxOnline.com.
Fired up, baby! We're fired up!
PressBox Sports, your source for Orioles, Ravens, college, and high school sports. Go to PressBoxOnline.com today. PM Baltimore.
This is your president. Maryland has the dumbest governor in America. This guy is out of touch.
I will work with agency heads. I will work with anybody if it means that they're going to advance the issues in, for the people of Maryland. And especially if it's going to help to address some of the issues that I think are being inspired by the policies of the Trump-Pence administration.
You're out of touch. I'm out of touch.
Coming up next, we have another allegation of stolen valor in the Republican gubernatorial primary. And we'll discuss that. 8:53, traffic weather on the threes now with the update. Here is the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
It's a 95 coming out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel and working its way south through Camden Yards and out towards the Beltway on the southwest side, slowing right in this area near Washington Boulevard and then out towards the ramp at Caton Avenue. No reports of anything in the roadway there, but obviously something is grabbing some attention. Doesn't take much. Minor accident, broken down vehicle. Even the northbound side is looking at it just a bit. So if you're south of the Fort McHenry Tunnel, you're coming up from the Beltway into the city on the northbound side of 95. There's some late slowing in that area. Not confirmed what it is, but the backup is definitely in that area. Late report of an accident in Harford County, maybe in the construction area. The camera's been out for a while. Northbound 95 at Route 24, that's a 76-mile marker. Northbound, the report from the state police indicating some road blockage there in the right lane. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Fox 25, weather authority forecast, sunny and 75 today, mid-40s tonight, pretty much the same for tomorrow. Scattered showers possible tomorrow evening into Thursday. Right now, 51 in Columbia, 46 in Annapolis. Kim Klasick Live is coming up next right after the 9 o'clock news. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Sean. How are you?
We are A-okay.
Well, great. I can tell you, we were outside again yesterday. We enjoyed every second of it, and we'll be outside again today. So I am just loving this weather. So I'm in a good mood. Today, we're talking to Stephen Reimer. He's going to be in studio with us today. He is a tech company owner, and he's running in Maryland's District 8 for a delegate seat. And so I think that's going to give it a little bit of I hope that they do some kind of forums or debates. Obviously, there's Nick Allen. There's Delegate Kim Ross also in that race. But I hope they do some kind of forum or debate because I want them to talk about the tech tax. I want them to talk about all of these fees and taxes. And as a small business owner, I think that he has this perspective that they don't usually hear in Annapolis. So he'll join us at 11 o'clock in studio. Also, Delegate Kaylin Young, I'm sure you saw the spotlight of Maryland.
Yeah, he needs anger management big time.
For sure. The body cam footage was telling. I thought it was interesting because here he is arguing with the police, arguing with the mother of his child on the porch while leaving his son in the car.
With the car running.
And the baby's yelling.
Yeah, and the police had to remind him of that. But I was struck by the five times he mentioned, I'm an elected official,
or look at my tag,
threw a name out there, Major Brown, and then said, I'm not above, beyond the law, I'm at the top.
Right.
What does that mean?
Yeah,
exactly.
I don't know. We're going to get into that. And then also, of course, the latest updates in Iran. And I can't forget about the humiliation that I'm sure the Maryland delegation felt yesterday, the Democrats at the Baltimore ICE office, looking at the the conditions for the detainees, yet there were no detainees even there.
Yeah.
And Congressman Ifuba, he goes...
When do you think you might see that delegation show up at DJS or...
Or anywhere.
DHS or anywhere the state agencies...
Rachel Warren's house? Like, anywhere where people would say, wow, this is, you know, good on them for doing the right thing, but they're continuing down this road. And I thought it was interesting because Congressman Kwaisi and Fume said, I think that this is a plot against us. It was made to make us look dumb out here today. And then we find out it is completely a surprise visit.
Right.
No one knew they were coming.
Well, there was the Biden judge's ruling on Friday that the conditions were inhumane.
Uh-huh.
So I'm thinking maybe DHS said, okay, we'll move them somewhere else then.
Where, right.
You know? And so and they didn't know that they were visiting. Right.
Nobody, not a single staffer, thought, let me check before they arrive. Yeah. To make sure there's people here.
It wasn't just egg on the face. It was an entire Western omelet on their face.
Yeah. Well, thank you. We'll talk about that more.
All right. So the Republican gubernatorial primary race heating up recently with Dan Cox making some statements. And then, of course, John Myrick basically he put out there regarding the war and so on and so forth. He said it was... for any candidate, especially one that has never served in uniform, to call into question the steadfast support for our military from the only combat veteran in the field. Well, that phrase caused some group, I never heard them before, they're called the newsandtimes.com. They have a Facebook page. They purport to be conservative. They have, some significant followers. They're accusing John Myrick of several things, manipulating or distorting his combat record, saying he never really served in combat, questioning his length of service as an Air Force reservist. So not that he didn't serve in the military, but they're accusing him of embellishing his combat credentials intentionally. And I don't know enough about reading all of this stuff. I'm not a military expert, so I'm going to leave that up to the experts. But it is interesting. My initial thought is, who's behind this? Is this a military person who was offended by Myrick's term that the only combat veteran, or is somebody in one of the campaigns, either the Ed Hale campaign or the Dan Cox campaign, driving the bus here? I did trace it back to an address in Carroll County, and this Facebook page has a lot of conservatives following this page. But Myrick did finally release his DD-214s. That's your discharge document you get from the military, and specifically one from his service in the Persian Gulf War, Operation Desert Shield, Desert Storm, Desert Calm, and the last one he received in 1990. He says, an Air Force reservist, I was issued several over my 23 years of service, periods of active duty that exceeded 30 days in length. If he did indeed serve in theater during Operation Desert Shield and Desert Storm, that would be a combat designation. Now, not sure if he was actually in theater or he was in a support role. That's something that other military, but clearly, besides the Bronze Star Wes Moore thing, now we have another. And it's a serious allegation. When you accuse any military veteran of stolen valor, that is very serious. We're going to get to John Myrick. We'll have him on the air and get his thoughts and see what the latest is on this. But I just thought you should know what's going on in the Republican gubernatorial race. See you tomorrow at 6. God bless our troops. God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Radio 6.